breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Iran has launched multiple attacks on its Persian Gulf neighbors, and Israel has been attacked as well, with two people killed near Tel Aviv, according to the BBC's Yolande Nell.
Iran fired missiles carrying cluster warheads at Tel Aviv overnight in what state television said was retaliation for Israel's assassination of Ali Larijani. Arab Gulf states have also come under renewed Iranian missile and drone fire. As the U.S. and Israel continue to attack Iran, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi, has repeated his call for maximum restraint to avoid a nuclear accident. On Tuesday evening, a projectile hit near the Bushehr nuclear power plant without reports of damage.
And Israel has hit Lebanon with strikes, it says, targeted Iran-backed Hezbollah terrorists. President Trump is cheering the Senate's vote to begin debate on the Save America Act, the election integrity bill requiring photo ID proof of citizenship to vote. Senate Republican leader John Thune says that ID required for just about everything else.
Whether it's opening a bank account, getting a hotel room, picking up prescription drugs. You need a card in many cases just to get into a library. I mean, these are things that are just basic, fundamental aspects of our everyday life. We certainly ought to be able to apply them to something as important as voting in this country.
Our Democrats oppose voter ID. GOP-led House Committee has subpoenaed Attorney General Bondi to answer questions about the Jeffrey Epstein investigation and files. She has been ordered to appear for a deposition on April 14th. Federal Reserve policymakers wrap up their latest two-day meeting today. No change in interest rates expected. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 245 points. NASDAQ futures better by 166. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We had an accident that happened about an hour ago in the city on 95 northbound, coming up from the Beltway along I-95, coming up towards Camden Yards near Washington Boulevard. At one point, the road was completely shut down. Right now, the word is we're getting some traffic by to the left at the accident scene. And I just saw a wrecker coming into the area, so the cleanup is still underway. We're backed up almost back to the Beltway, so when you get above that, stay to the left as you're heading up towards 395, and then it will start to clear out. And the other big story in the city, an active two-alarm fire, northwest side, Liberty Heights Avenue at Hillsdale Road, with local detours underway through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another very cold day ahead of us, mostly sunny with highs in the low 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the low 30s. Come Thursday, a warm-up gets underway with highs back in the 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
26 degrees in White Marsh and 26 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that the man charged with murdering a Middle River woman and her grandmother back in July 2024 has accepted a plea agreement, according to the Baltimore County State's Attorney's Office. Brian Cherry was facing multiple charges related to the double homicide, including two counts of first-degree murder for the killings of Autumn Harvey and her grandmother. grandmother, Iona Sellers. A youth diversion program once touted as an alternative to the formal justice system in Baltimore's Western District is now under scrutiny amid an inspector general investigation that has uncovered allegedly fraudulent invoices and raised questions about oversight, data collection, and access to juvenile records. The mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement piloted the Sidestep Youth Diversion Program between January 2022 and 2024 in the city's Western District. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 605, the pick 4, 2757. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Life has gotten more expensive. For many homeowners, their income stays about the same while everything else keeps going up. And there's less room in the budget than there used to be. Most people try to make things work on their own. They cut back, they use savings, they adjust where they can. But in a lot of cases, that still isn't enough. That's where a federal home equity conversion mortgage can help. It allows homeowners 62 and older to use some of the value in their home without a monthly payment to improve cash flow, reduce financial pressure. When someone calls me, the first thing I do is listen. I want to understand what's going on and what you're trying to accomplish. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The only way to know is to talk it through. If you're finding it harder to keep up with the cost of living and you're looking for a better way forward, let's have a conversation. When you call 410-788-7070, you will speak directly with me, Mark McVeary. That number again is 410-788-7070.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, it was a stunner last night in Miami for Team USA.
United States down to its last strike.
Joe Davis had the call on Fox. Roman Anthony striking out to end the game in the hopes of Team USA. As Venezuela captures the World Baseball Classic, 3-2 was the final. And with it, national pride that went far beyond the baseball diamond in beating the mighty USA. A sidebar here, Orioles shortstop Gunnar Henderson benched again by manager Mark DeRosa. He did pinch hit with one out in the ninth, popping up to third. Meanwhile, the dream season for UMBC came up a hair short last night in Dayton, Ohio.
No good! Retrievers will have a chance to send it to overtime. Diggs, cross-court pass. Armstrong, they go to overtime. No good. Howard wins their first ever NCAA tournament game.
Meanwhile, Jordan Kent had the call on True TV. Darryl Armstrong's potential game-tying three at the buzzer was no good. And the UMBC Retrievers come back from a 14-point deficit, fall short. 86-83 was the final. Retrievers end an historic season at 24-9. Coming up in 30 minutes, a day of deals in the NFL. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, hump day, March 18, 2026. Hope you celebrated St. Patrick's Day in wondrous fashion and are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning. Coming up on the show today, Baltimore County repeals its pension bill, the Golden Parachute, and then votes no on masking ice. It's a blow to
Wade Catch and Izzy Patoka. The Save Act clears the first hurdle, but there are some very heavy lifting remains. We don't know if it faces a uncertain future. Let's put it that way. Top story here today. A city investigation has uncovered fraudulent invoices, oversight failures, juvenile data exposure tied to Baltimore's Sidestep Youth Diversion Program run by Monzi. The Mayor's Office on Neighborhood Safety Engagement, as discovered by the Office of Inspector General Isabel Cumming. That has now prompted a criminal referral to law enforcement. The probe into Monzi found the city paid nearly $700,000 to community-based organizations involved in the program, but at least two, while identifying fraudulent invoices totaling thousands of dollars, Monzi responded saying they take these allegations serious and the juvenile data breach serious, but noted that the Office of Inspector General provided limited detail. Well, maybe the reason why they provide limited detail, because they got limited data with all these redactions that Isabel Cumming got from the mayor's office.
This one, you know, this is a cash app payment. All I know is that it's a cash app payment, but where my part of the job, which is to find out who got the money and whether that's legit, that's blacked out.
Blacked out. Who got the money? They found they know where the money, there was the amounts of money, but who got it? The OIG investigators also found a significant breach of sensitive juvenile records. A Monzi employee sent a diversion file containing information about 700 people, including juveniles' names, dates, birth, charges, to a personal email account, and that prompted a separate criminal referral program. Now Sidestep is a Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement, again, diversion program, so that these juvenile thugs didn't actually have to face formal charges filed by the prosecutor and then go to court. And what they did was they had these programs and these services, these so-called famous wraparound services in which they could seek alternatives to formal justice. And now we know why. Now we know why the mayor didn't want to share this data with the Office of Inspector General, and it prompted Isabel Cumming to file subpoenas and eventually a lawsuit.
We've done our job, and now in order to continue to do so, we had to bring a lawsuit.
Yeah, had to bring a lawsuit. So the OIG has referred these fraudulent invoices to law enforcement so that a criminal investigation can be deducted as other questionable invoices have also been found. They have not been factored into the $700,000. It's like $694,000. The IG's office said its review was limited by the city law department's refusal to release certain records. We heard that. And Monzi says it's conducting its own internal audit of all Sidestep invoices and has begun recouping any funds where documentation was missing. Well, let's face it, the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement, its Safe Streets, its Sidestep programs have been, again, a problem for decades now, as evidenced by Mackenzie Frost over Fox 45. We've been talking about it here as well. This agency is impossible to investigate itself, and this is just, I believe, tip of the iceberg. So kudos to the Office of Inspector General. Even though they received no cooperation, really, from the mayor's office, they still have found some troubling items. 6:13 traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The northbound side of 95 is still slow. The wreck an hour ago now was northbound after DeSoto Road up near Washington Boulevard. At one point, all the northbound lanes were blocked. Right now, the right side of the roadway is still affected. Get up to the area just north of the Beltway. You see the bridge overhead that says Caton Avenue. Get to the center and the left when you get there. And then you only have to ride it up towards 395. And then you're on your way to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Right now, tail end of that backup might take you 5, maybe 10 minutes at the most getting through there. There's no impact at all. Southbound, the other big story in the city fire has been there for a while. Two-alarm building fire off the air. It's probably a dwelling fire. Excuse me, I have a little bit of a cold. Hillsdale Road, I should say, above the Forest Park Golf Course at Hillsdale Road at Liberty Heights Avenue. A number of those streets in that area blocked off, and the fire department has a lot of equipment there at the scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cold today, but mostly sunny. Low 40s overnight, back down into the low 30s. Tomorrow and Friday, we start the warming trend. Mostly cloudy, highs in the 50s, back into the 60s by Saturday. Thank goodness. First day of spring is Friday. Cloudy and 27 right now in Annapolis, 22 in Owings Mills. Some one-liner news. Kid Rock shrugging off Conan O'Brien's joke about him at the Oscars, saying the joke wasn't funny and the punchline didn't land. In fact, Kid Rock has a new nickname for Conan. He's calling it Bad Funny.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, the ratings for the Oscars, down 9% from last year, the lowest since 2022.
Wow.
When are these people in Hollywood going to wake up and figure out that what they're selling, America's not buying?
Because they're too arrogant.
Yeah, too arrogant, too elitist, too wrapped up in their own... Their own egos. It's like, you know, all this red carpet stuff. So
I would rather watch Ex-Lax commercials than the Oscars. Thank you very much.
We can arrange that.
Okay.
All right. White House is still trying to figure out how to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. My suggestion, rename it the Strait of America.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, with the golf, not that?
Exactly. Costco is recalling its meatloaf kit.
No.
Due to contamination concerns.
Oh, my.
They're now saying that the
meatloaf.
Costco meatloaf kit is easy to prepare. Just three steps. Step one, take it home. Step two, open the package. Step three, throw it in the trash.
Two out of three ain't bad.
Exactly. A bill in the Florida legislature. What's that?
Did you get that reference?
Yes, I did. Meatloaf, two out of three ain't bad.
That took a minute.
Yeah,
it usually does. With me, sorry.
A bill in the Florida legislature would ban first cousins from marrying has failed to pass the state Senate. Hey, what do you think you are in Florida? The royal family, Chuck?
Sure. I'm on the throne several times a day.
Yes, you are.
There are a lot of people here.
You do. Well,
that's why we work fast.
Most of your reports come from the throne.
Well, they will as of today, I can tell you that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, bad stuff going around.
I don't know what's going on. You know, I thought we have a lot of pollen down here right now.
Right.
The trees are in bloom, everything's happening. And I thought it was that, and then it started to get a little worse, as you can hear.
Yeah. Do you have allergies?
No.
Oh.
Nothing.
All right.
It's turned into a bona fide small head cold.
Head cold. Yeah, everyone's got it. It's going around right now. Kristen Cabot, the woman calling the Coldplay Kiss Cam, remember that?
Yep.
She's going to sit down for an interview with Oprah Winfrey on the Oprah podcast, which, by the way, does have cameras.
Right.
She said the whole thing was a misunderstanding. She wasn't terrified to be seen with a married man. She was terrified that she was seen at a Coldplay concert. That was really embarrassing. President Trump is criticizing California Governor Gavin Newsom, claiming that Newsom's dyslexia should disqualify him from running for president. Newsom shot back at Trump, calling him a lucking foozer.
Wait a minute. That made me cough. Oh, my. That came out of nowhere, but yes, I like it.
You sure you didn't do too much celebrating yesterday on St. Paddy's Day?
No. What I drank should have taken care of this.
Well, yeah. With a little bit of Bailey's
And some other stuff, Drano and different things.
Yeah, different things.
Windex.
They're saying the restaurants across America.
Windex is good.
Yes. America's restaurants are struggling to survive declining revenues due to people drinking less booze.
Right.
Yeah, so...
Well, no wonder.
I can't believe that one.
They're $12 a drink.
You know, I went to a place the other day, and now it wasn't too bad, but the martini was $20.
No.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
But they served it in a, you know, like, a, you know, the shaker that they shake the martinis in. But right. You got actually two drinks out of it. So,
well, then that's not too bad.
It's not too bad. $10. But it's still expensive. But at least you got two drinks out of it for $20. That was crazy. Unbelievable. All right. So there you have it, folks. We're off and running here this morning. And St. Paddy's Day has come and gone. Hey, what happens in like almost the middle of the week? You know? Like it when it's on like a Friday or Saturday.
You make it a day where you can stay with it for a while.
Those of us that get up really early in the morning really don't have the time to celebrate. Yeah. You know?
We're punished.
Exactly. But that's the sacrifice we make, Chuck. That's the sacrifice you make.
Every day, Mr. Casey.
Every day. And we appreciate you for that sacrifice. You know?
Now I'm going to start crying.
All right, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 619, lines are open now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. City Councilman Mark Conway. By the way, Fox 45 asked all the city councils for their reaction to the Inspector General's report of these criminal referrals, of these false invoices, of the mayor's program. The only one to respond is Mark Conway. And by the way, he's running for Congress against Kwesi Mfume. So I'd imagine if he wasn't running, we wouldn't hear a peep out of him. But here was his reaction to the criminal referrals and the false invoices found by Isabel Cumming.
I think they are misappropriating taxpayer dollars. Now, I don't know if that's intentional or if that is accidental, but either way, this is why we have an IG, so that someone can actually dig into it and figure out what's going on. It's
who's going to hold him accountable? Are you going to hold him accountable, or what should happen?
Well, I'm already considering pulling together a hearing that can figure out what went wrong here. I think the council needs the ability to understand what's gone wrong and what we're doing to make sure that it doesn't happen again in the future. The bottom line is that we are a city with limited resources and many needs for those limited resources. Anytime we have an opportunity to make sure that we spend our money well and it's not wasted or misused, I think it's a plus and a boon for our city. When the IG is looking at some instances of fraud and abuse and waste, we should be lauding her and helping her to do that.
Yeah, so you look at it, and from the get-go, he says he doesn't know whether the misappropriation was intentional or not. Come on. Come on, man. What do you expect this way? We're going to delve deeper into this report here in just a second, so stick with us here. Casey and Company, according to industry experts, right now may be the best time of the year to sell your home. If you want the most money and the least stress when selling your home, call Vinny Steele. You know, and for years, I have been telling you about Vinny Steele with your home sold guaranteed realty because he does have the results and the guarantees, and they're different. He's different. Vinny sells homes nearly three times faster and for 3% more than the average agent on a $400,000 home. That puts $12,400 more in your pocket. He also has over 12,000 buyers in waiting, means your home may already be sold. Vinny Steele helps thousands of families over his 23 years in real estate, and he's done a bang-up job. And so I do believe he's the best in the business. He's the one that I'm going to trust to sell my home when it comes time to downsize, and you should trust him as well. Vinny's upfront written guarantee is simple, powerful. He'll sell your home at 100% of market value, or he'll pay you the difference. So when you're ready to sell your home in Maryland or lower Pennsylvania, do your homework. Call the expert that I trust, Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515 or at vinnysteele.com.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herr, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herr, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
623 traffic and weather on the threes. Wednesday morning rush hour update with Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, northbound 95 is the slow area. There was a wreck there about 5:30 this morning that happened with several vehicles involved. And right now, they're still cleaning up bound around the area at Washington Boulevard. So we're almost back to the Beltway now. A lot more traffic coming north from the southwest side. So again, you'll need to stay to the center and the left as you get up in the area. Several wreckers were there, so we're just waiting to get the all clear through that area. Not too bad right now at both the Harbor Tunnels, 895. We're beginning to get some brake lights southbound near the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cold and sunny today, low 40s. It was brisk yesterday. Went out for a walk and that wind was a little chilly. Overnight, low 30s tomorrow, mostly cloudy. We start the warming trend high in the 50s on Thursday and Friday, back into the 60s, and the first full day of spring Saturday. So hang in there right now. Cloudy, 22 in Ellicott City, 22 in Pikesville this morning. Got an email here from Marty. He says, which law enforcement agency did the IG refer her findings to? From what the Baltimore Sun is reporting, that the OIG referred these fraudulent invoices to law enforcement at the state's attorney's office. So that is the state's attorney's office for Baltimore, which would be Ivan Bates, right? I don't know if it will go further than that, if it goes to the AG at the state level, or if it actually goes to the feds. I would encourage the feds to look at this, and maybe Ivan Bates brings the feds into this. But I do think Ivan Bates is an honest broker, and I think he's going to take a look at these charges and see if there's anything to them. Now, what the Sun paper is reporting this morning is that the Monzi guy, this is a very interesting, and again, this is all I've suspected, and Mackenzie Frost has reported on this for decades now, or maybe at least been 6 or 7 years, that both Safe Streets and Sidestep, I think, is just it's a proverbial agency that the mayor uses for his own benefit. I don't think they're actually reducing violence. I don't think they're helping with street violence. I don't think they're helping in Sidestep with services for these juveniles that are caught up in the system. And here's what the Monzi official said in a separate report yesterday. Quote, unfortunately, the OIG's report provides virtually no detail about the alleged instances of overbilling that Monzi could use to review or address the concern. The report does not include the organization's name, the specific amount, the specific date, or any corresponding information, which is surprising, given the OIG has referred this matter for criminal investigation. End of quote. Well, you know, the reason why you get limited detail, that you didn't get the names and the dates and the specific amounts and the car is because you kept it from Isabel Cumming. You redacted all that information in your reports that you turned over to her. The report details widespread failures in data collection, case management. Only 24 of 51 participants had case notes in the system. That's less than half. Officials said there were no formal case plans, diversion agreements, or records of follow-up contacts, meaning it probably never happened. They got the money, and nothing happened. People are getting rich off this stuff, and the so-called diversion for these Utes just never occurred. The report goes on to say, oversight of contractors was also lacking, according to investigators. Two organizations submitted altered or unverifiable invoices that led to city overpayments, highlighting gaps in financial monitoring and accountability as well. So the city's and the mayor's office saying, well, they're cooperating with the investigation now. They want to strengthen the oversight now. Well, let's see if there's any criminal wrongdoing found. You know, is it possible? How much did the mayor know? And when did he know it? Here we go again. It's almost like there's a permanent stain on the mayor's office in Baltimore City. It really is. I mean, because I guess you go back and you look at Catherine Pugh and Stephanie Rawlings Fake and so on and so forth, and you see all these. Again, it's a long cry from Don Schaefer, I'll tell you that. Even Kurt Schmoke, was pretty much scandal-free or less, didn't really have much going on in his office. But you look at these other mayors since then, even O'Malley had problems. So there you have it. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates has raised concerns about Monzi's transparency before in a letter to Mayor Scott. He wrote, the veil of secrecy that surrounds this program is widely known and continues to keep the public, my prosecutors, and the city government from truly understanding the exact nature of the working being provided by these violence interrupters, the identities of the individuals involved in this work, and provides absolutely no oversight with respect to funding and operational spending associated with the program. So there you go. Bates said he would no longer cooperate with Monzi or GVRS. Well, now we'll see if they're going to cooperate with Bates during his investigation of Monzi and Sidestep. Good work by Isabel Cumming in spite of not getting much cooperation from the mayor's office. 629, rescue natural supplements. If you're struggling with having that kind of energy, you know, you try to maybe get up and work out and exercise, because exercise, walking, or whatever you want to do, you just don't have the energy. You're just drained because of the long work day, or you get up and you're feeling tired. Rescue Orsine. It's going to help you with sustainable energy. This is fuel at the cellular level. It is not like caffeine or some of these energy drinks, which that basically stimulate your sympathetic nervous system, but you know, they get you going for about 2 hours. Then comes the crash after that. So this is all-day energy, and it's great for regulating blood pressure. It's heart-healthy, developed by a cardiologist. Right now, you can buy one, get one free of Rescue Orsine. Use the coupon code MYENERGY. That's MYENERGY, MYENERGY, when you call 1-800-26-11. Live or log online to res-q.com. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again with the update, Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A Baltimore County man has entered a guilty plea in the murders of a Middle River woman and her granddaughter. Jury selection for Brian Cherry's trial had already begun when he struck a plea deal on Tuesday. 75-year-old Iona Sellers and 29-year-old Autumn Harvey were killed inside a home in the unit block of Teo Circle in July of 2024. No sentencing date has been announced. And state delegates in Annapolis have passed the Utility Relief Act that aims to lower energy bills for Marylanders. The measure would use more than $200 million to boost local energy generation, modernize the grid, and provide at least $150 a year in savings for most households. It also includes $100 million in direct refunds for ratepayers and new rules to hold utility companies and data centers accountable for causing rising costs. The measure now moves to the Senate. And the Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office will be hosting a community town hall this evening. The Solutions Pact meeting is expected to cover a number of issues, including public safety, juvenile engagement, smoke shops, and more. There will be representatives from the Maryland Alcohol, Tobacco, and Cannabis Commission, the Department of Juvenile Services, and Youth Outreach Programs at the town hall. The meeting will take place from 6 until 8 p.m. at Digital Harbor High School in Baltimore. And there's an $8,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and felony charges in a double shooting that claimed the life of a woman in West Baltimore. 29-year-old Chloe Weems was found with multiple gunshot wounds in the 900 block of Poplar Grove Street on November 24th last year. It's 6:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping. Woo!
For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
6:32 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Northbound I-95 inside the Beltway coming up to Camden Yards. It looks like the pace might be a little bit better, which could indicate they finally cleared the roadway of the accident, even the ramp from the area. Washington Boulevard coming on to I-95 North is getting better as well. So we'll keep an eye on that, but we're still slow through there. The west side outer loop delays now not quite back to 795, so we'll call it Liberty Road at this point. Liberty Road down through I-70 and working its way eventually down towards Route 40 and Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCEB.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another very cold day ahead of us, mostly sunny with highs in the low 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the low 30s. Come Thursday, a warm-up gets underway with highs back in the 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it was a game that had a tremendous amount of political overtones attached to it last night, and Venezuela celebrated on the field in Miami, draped in gold. That was how it sounded on Spanish-language Fox Sports. Roman Anthony striking out for Team USA to end the game. Venezuela winning the WBC Classic 3-2 was the final. After the game, Team USA manager Mark DeRosa asked why the U.S. has won only once in six tries at the WBC.
Well, it's early in spring training. Guys are getting ready for the season. Eventually, I think the tournament gets moved, and I think guys are in better form.
Yeah, vaunted U.S. lineup held to just three hits. Gunnar Henderson, by the way, who was 6-for-14 in the series, was benched again. After getting rained out on back-to-back nights in Sarasota, the Birds finally hit the field yesterday in Lakeland, Florida, taking on the Tigers.
Fly ball to left field again, deep. And this time, how about that? Ramos cut it through the wind.
Call on Tigers Radio WXYT, Brian Ramos' solo blast, the only run scored by the Birds in what turned out to be a 1-1 tie. And a sidebar here, Chris Bassett, the right-hander, looked sharp. 5 1/3 innings of shutout ball, 3 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. NCAA basketball last night, UMBC comes up short in its attempt to play into the tournament. An 86-83 loss to a very good Howard University basketball team. DJ Armstrong's 33-footer at the buzzer just missing. After the game, UMBC basketball coach Jim Ferry on what he'll remember most about the season.
These kids really just bonded together so quickly as a group from the minute they got back. As you see, I just lost the game and I'm smiling because I'm actually talking about these guys. Like it's just, especially for nowadays, right, with all the craziness that's going on in the NCAA and the transfers and all that crap.
Yeah, well, he's right about that. UMBC finishes 24-9 on the year. Ravens news, with the loss of Tyler Linderbaum to the Raiders, the team shoring up the center position yesterday, agreeing with former Colts center Danny Pinter on a 1-year, $2.75 million deal. Pinter, 29, has spent the past 6 seasons with the Colts, 77 games, 10 starts, serving as the backup behind four-time Pro Bowler Ryan Kelly. So now Pinter will be the center for Jesse Minter. How about that? Two deals of note yesterday in the NFL. Broncos made a big move, acquiring Jaylen Waddle from Miami for draft picks. Denver had been the only team in the NFL that had not added a player from another team since free agency began last week. And the Eagles making a move, adding speed to their receiving core, agreeing with former Raven Hollywood Brown on a 1-year deal worth up to $6.5 million. Brown saying that he was considering a return to the Ravens. The time now is 6:37 when we return, why Gunner was benched.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting, our job is your satisfaction.
Perhaps on the national stage it's not a big deal, but it certainly is a big deal here in Baltimore. The fact that Gunnar Henderson played in only 3 games in the World Baseball Classic, went 6-for-14, 2 homers, batted .429, drove in 4. There is something, though, about the reason why he didn't play, at least last night, benched against left-handers.
Mm-hmm.
Gunnar Henderson, then the left-hander started for the WBC for Venezuela last night. Gunnar in his career has a .227 batting average against left-handers.
Right.
His OPS is .678. In his career against right-handers, his average is 60 points higher. His OPS is 200 points higher.
I get that.
So
I get,
Mark DeRosa was playing the percentages last night.
Well, he got outmanaged anyway there most of the series, but I think that pretty much is self-evident. But you look at it, and I think that I understand that when you're going to use the data, you're going to use the analytics, but you also have to go with a hot bat.
And you got to go with your gut, too.
You go with your gut. And what was Bregman last night?
0-3.
0-3, okay.
And so was Witt.
So you have two guys 0-6, and you have last night, and they put him in the pinch hit in the ninth, and he popped up in the infield. That's a little bit too little too late. But most of the big bats didn't show up. But Bryce Harper finally hit the two-run homer in the bottom of the eighth last night to tie things up. But, you know, sometimes you tip your cap. Venezuela just, I think they outpitched us.
I mean, if you look up and down the Venezuela lineup, that's an all-star lineup.
Wasn't it a former Oriole pitching for Venezuela?
Former Oriole?
I thought one of our prospects, Rodriguez?
It's possible.
Yeah, check that out, because I think he had like 4 1/3 or 4 2/3 innings of scoreless.
Yeah, but I mean, they had all-stars up and down the lineup. Yeah. I think it was Eugenio Suarez, who had hit like 45 homers last year or something, got the game-winning hit. Right. So, I mean, you know.
But now Delcy Rodriguez has got something to brag to Trump about.
I said it had a lot of political overtones. So what's that call like today, by the way? You think she calls him or he calls her?
I think she calls him.
I think we have to get Farish. Sean Farish, is that his name?
Yeah.
To do it. I'm sure he's done something.
Yeah.
Right, we've got to find that.
We'll see if he does it. All right, well, it's a disappointing loss, but again, next time, play Gunner. All right, thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. So the Save America Act clears the first hurdle, but boy, you got some heavy lifting to go. And Democrats lining up against voter integrity. The vote last night, this is the test vote, as they say, 51-48. As you know, there are 53 Republicans, so Tom Tillis, who is a coward, did not vote. And Lisa Murkowski was a no vote. Susan Collins and Mitch McConnell did vote yes in that vote. But it was just a test vote. It's meaningless. Because now what that does is it opens up debate in the Senate, on the Senate floor. And they can debate for days. It could be weeks. But at the end of the day, in order to end the debate, you're going to need an in vote cloture 60 votes. And that's where the talking filibuster comes in. And Thune says he doesn't have the votes to change the rules on that. He doesn't have the votes. So that this is according to Senator Tommy Tuberville, of Alabama, who, by the way, is leaving the Senate. He's going to run for governor of Alabama. According to Senator Tuberville, this is nothing more than a show vote.
This is more of a show week. We can't get it passed. And it's probably one of the most crucial pieces of legislation, single pieces, that we will face.
Yeah, I think he's absolutely right. It's a crucial piece. President Trump has demanded that he put this bill on his desk to sign it, and he will sign it. 85% of Americans agree with this. I think even 70% of Democrats want this, and Democrats and the rhinos, the deep state establishment, are lobbying against it. And Tuberville had some harsh words for his colleagues in the Republican Party.
We can't get anything done. We even have Republicans that are not going to vote for it. Talking filibuster is not going to work. The only way we can do it, we got to bust the filibuster, 51 votes, get this done, pass everything we can for President Trump between now and the election next year. And we can take this country back over. But if we don't get this passed, we are doomed. We will lose the midterms. President Trump will be fighting for his life when it comes to staying in office. It'll be a disaster for the American people and a disaster for the 250th year of our country.
Yeah, indeed. And as to the filibuster, you know, we do need the talking or traditional filibuster put back in place instead of this ridiculous. So just wave your hand and, you know, we're announcing filibusters. If you don't have 60 votes, then, let's cut to the chase. But, Tuberville said that, again, that doesn't even look like that's going to happen here in this round.
Big thing is they said we got to keep the filibuster. It's tradition. And I tell them, listen, folks, I don't work for the tradition. I don't work for the Senate. I work for the people of this country. And it's time to wake up and smell the roses that this is not going to work the way we're doing it.
No, it's not. And the traditional filibuster, according to Thune, this is his reason why they don't want to change the rules on the traditional filibuster.
I know people don't like to hear this, but the talking filibuster, you know, it takes you back kind of basically to the 1800s. You go back to the 19th century and the way things were done in the Senate. And we can't find an example in modern Senate history where a piece of legislation passed via the talking filibuster.
So what? So make it a first. Make it historic. This would be an historic vote It would be a historic vote if it passes anyway. But Chuck Schumer says the Democrats, they're not going to cooperate at all. We'll hear from him in just a second. 6:43, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update once again, the king of all traffic is here, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck has cleared from I-95 northbound coming up towards 395. It was near Washington Boulevard. It's all gone now. The backup is just about gone coming up from the Beltway. So much better news there. We're now to about 10 minutes, maybe a little more, southbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel on 895. And then 95 is filled in just a bit coming south from O'Donnell Street, but it's that right there is probably 5 to 6 minutes at the most on 95. The Parkville side of the Beltway now starting to slow at Hartford Road. And as we said earlier, we started to look for the brake lights on the Beltway on the Outer Loop West side. And we'll see now, yep, right here at 795, the usual delay, 795 to Frederick Road, and then better down the hill towards the I-95 ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cold but sunny today. Highs and low 40s overnight, low 30s. And then we'll start warming up Thursday, Friday. Cloudy highs in the 50s, back into the 60s by Saturday. Right now, 21 and cloudy in Reisterstown. And it is 31 in Ocean City. Much warmer by the water there. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name. Butterball Johnson.
Meat and lamb curry.
By the way, it's National Sloppy Joe Day.
Sloppy Joe, sloppy Joe. Sloppy Joe, sloppy Joe. Come on. Sloppy Joe, sloppy Joe. You die. Sloppy Joe.
Adam Sandler with a little Sloppy Joe. Sloppy Joe Johnson. Yeah, when's the last time you had a Sloppy Joe, Chuck?
I make my own.
Do you really?
I do.
Yeah, good stuff. Yep. Now, what do you make it with? You like ground beef, or you like yours?
Ground beef, onions, celery,
yeah,
brown sugar,
okay,
dry mustard.
All right. A little bit of everything. That sounds good. What kind of bun do you use on that? A brioche or regular hamburger bun?
Actually, we like it without the bun.
Oh, really? So you just like it like a bowl of chili, like a bowl of Sloppy Joe.
Potato chips.
All right.
And some coleslaw.
Do you eat them separately, or do you crumble them up and put them inside
there? Put them all in there together.
All in the Sloppy Joe's. It gives it some texture, some crunch.
Some Tabasco sauce.
You know? You're wincing over here, Maggie. You're not a Sloppy Joe fan?
Well, no, I enjoyed them at one time. I had a bad experience. It's one of those things where the memory of it, there was an incident, and I'm like,
There's an incident.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think she's ever had an incident?
Well,
I've had many incidents.
She is an incident.
There's an incident per day with Maggie.
About.
Yes, indeed. Today you, never mind. I don't want to.
Let that go.
Sure, you're. Your incident. AMC, they're remaking Devil Wears Prada, the movie. And
I don't know why they made it to begin with.
It'll be back on April the 30th. So now they've got this new Devil Wears Prada popcorn bucket. You know, they have literally a designer purse, Maggie, filled with popcorn. I know you're a big popcorn fan.
I am a big popcorn
fan.
I just don't like
the Devil Wears Prada popcorn bucket purse.
I'm good. I'll take it out of a bucket. Thank you.
Yeah? You take it out of
a
bucket?
That's just too trendy. I get angry.
That and your Sloppy Joe's right out of a bucket?
Oh, we don't like that. There was a bad experience with Sloppy Joe's. I won't share it.
All right. Taco Bell's new rolled quesadilla packs double the chicken. So it's priced at $6.69 at the Taco. You're participating at Taco Bell. So you got the double chicken quesadilla. Much bigger than their usual quesadilla.
Their quesadillas rock.
And finally, Burger King is tripling down on its commitment to becoming customer-focused. On the heels of their new Whopper, which Chuck has tried, by the way.
Yes, very good.
Did you try the Big Arch yet?
I have not.
All right. The Burger King has launched a new campaign called There's a New King, and It's You. They're looking for a new Burger King mascot. What better way than the Barter King and Burger King? They could merge together.
We could put a crown on him and everything.
He needs a crown. He already has a throne. Why not the crown?
Maybe I can have a Pakistani woman show up and she can be the Burka King. Or the Burka Queen.
Well, never mind.
So she gets to wear the whole bodysuit. I get to wear the crown.
Chuck the bodysuit. the Johnson.
We'd be married and say, Charles Whitaker, now known as the Seer of Roebuck.
That's right. The Burger King and the Dairy Queen.
Right. Stop it. Show me a milkman with high heel shoes, and I'll show you a
Dairy Queen. Thank you. Boom, thank Tish. You. All right, very good. Thank you, sir. See you in a couple. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. You can join us, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Question, do you think there's any shot that the Save America Act passes? I don't. I think we don't. We have a bunch of spineless, lily-livered, again, no backbone whatsoever Republicans in leadership. And I include Thune and, Barrasso's out there. He's going, oh, we need this. I mean, it's all for show. It's all kabuki theater. The leadership of the Senate has got all the leadership skills of a caboose. That's evident. And President Trump, this is a crucial piece of legislation. And you'll hear next hour, we've got some examples as to the legislation, why we need it. Chuck Hugh Schumer, he knows his Democrats are not going to go for it, because the one thing the Democrats do, they circle the wagons and they will block it as a party.
It's a radical bill. And if Republicans try to burn time on this legislation here on the floor, we will oppose them for as long as it takes.
All right. Doesn't matter, for as long as it takes, and they will. You can take the Democrats at their word for that. I don't think Fetterman, he voted with the Democrats yesterday. So all this idea, oh, he's a different Democrat. You can reason with this guy. He's a common sense Democrat. No, actually, maybe just on Israel. Other than that, he's pretty much dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. He's not a kooky progressive one like AOC and Ilhan Omar, but he is going to vote with the Democrats, and he proved that again yesterday. So keep that in mind. So I'm just curious if you do think there's any scenario in which the Save America Act passes. Now, there is one kind of trick that Republicans have up their sleeve. They could take the floor, the Mike Lees and the Tommy Tubervilles and the Eric Schmidts of the world, and they could do their own little talking filibuster and hold everybody in town for a week or so, but that eventually could be doomed because you still need to get to 60 votes. And they could get to 53 yesterday, for goodness sake. My good friends, Mayor and Mayor over Town Appliance, big 47th anniversary sale going on right now at Town Appliance. I would urge you to get in there right now, and you'll have a great experience, as I did. Me and the wife went in recently. We're looking for a new refrigerator, and Mayor helped us with, there's over 70 different brands to choose from, but we had issues with the height restrictions because the old refrigerator, it was only 66 inches high, and all the new ones are 68 and above in my cabinet. I don't have the cabinet space. So he came up with a solution for me there and pointed me in the right direction. Town Appliance having the 47th anniversary shopping event going on right now. Flexible financing options. Check out their website, townappliance.com. Look for the banner for their anniversary giveaway coffee machine. No purchase necessary. Good luck.
Now, here's the Mangione Minute.
Citizens are rightly concerned by the lack of financial oversight in Maryland. The money governments use comes from the taxpayers. Every level of government, local, state, and federal, needs independent oversight to provide accountability for the use of public funds. Yet, Governor Moore, Brandon Scott, and Kathy Klausmeier continue to fight for limitations on the independence of inspector generals. The Maryland General Assembly refuses to authorize an empowered inspector general to review Baltimore County's school spending. This is wrong. Taxpayers deserve accountability and independent oversight. The Democrats are wrong in their approach to transparency, and this needs to change now. Government works best when it's accountable, transparent, and mindful that taxpayers provide the money to operate. This is a message Democrats refuse to learn, and it is a disservice to Maryland.
Listen for the Mangione Minute every week on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The America Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The America Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The America Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334. License 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Don't forget, Best of Casey and Company, available every day. WCBM.com, our Rumble and Facebook pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael Lee Friedman. Thanks for choosing us to start your day with each and every day at 6 a.m., including the mellifluous tones of one Sloppy Joe Johnson. Here with the update.
My new restaurant in Key West. Probably get sued, though, by the real Sloppy Joe's right across the street.
Yeah, exactly.
That's another little good spot to hang out, you know?
Sloppy Joe's, yeah.
Yep. 95 North, much better now, cleared out, and all those vehicles are gone from up around the ramp at Washington Boulevard and 395. Both the tunnels now with in between a 7 to 10-minute delay and the building traffic south. So far, no major issues. Everybody's open, 95 and 895. 895, two lanes there, four lanes at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And the Beltway with the normal delays, not too bad yet through Pikesville, but the Parkville side is slow and the outer loop is already solid from 795 down through the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, sunny but cold today, low 40s overnight, back down into the low 30s. It's brutally chilly right now, 21 in Forest Hill, 25 in Dundalk. Let's go to the phones. Melissa is in Severna Park. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Sean. Thank you for taking my call. I think that, no, they will not pass it. I think that is obvious because of the weak leadership, but if you go back to the 1960s with the civil rights legislation, the Dixiecrats were forced to stand on the floor and filibuster. And on an 80-20 issue, I think this is a perfect opportunity for us, if we had the backbone, to put people on record and have their voices, the ones that are in opposition, so that as we move forward, particularly with the midterms, I think that it could definitely put us in a better place than we are now. In order to keep the House and the Senate, because this is an 80-20 issue. And I think we need to get people on record and not just a yay or a nay, but an actual argument about why people don't want voter ID, no mass mail-in ballots. I've lived in Maryland for almost 30 years. I'm a native Californian. In the early 2000s, I was still getting ballots to my name at my parents' house. So, you know, it's ridiculous, but I think we need to put everybody on a record and not just a yay or a nay, but an argument.
I think that's the argument. Yeah, I think that's the only reason why Thune is entertaining in this this show vote. Because eventually they want, you know, you talk about an 80-20 issue. Most of America, both parties, want citizens to have to register to vote. Most of them want voter ID. And most of them want paper ballots. They don't like the machines. The mail-in ballots,
I want a receipt.
Yeah.
I want a receipt like I used to get.
Right. But also, I think as part of this, that most of them don't want men playing women's sports, and most of them don't want minors to be mutilated and, you know, with this gender surgeries, and that's in the SAVE Act as well. So, you know, Thune and the Republicans are just trying to get them on the record, but they're not serious about passing the bill.
No, they're not. And I wish that, and maybe this is a President Trump opportunity, you know, where he puts a bunch of stuff in and then gets senators like John Fetterman came out yesterday and said, it's a Christmas tree bill. Yeah. Like, you know, the Republicans have put everything in it. And I wonder if President Trump turns around and says, okay, well, then I'll take all this stuff out of it. But you vote for X, Y, and Z.
Yep, that's possible. That is possible. He could remove the men and women sports and the transgender surgeries and just do it on a strict a vote there. I think the other thing is interesting is Anna Paulina Luna over in the House. She's actually suggesting they attach it to the FISA reauthorization, and that would be a very interesting vote to see how that
would be a very interesting vote. That's a great idea.
It is. Melissa, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Thanks. And by the way, California's doing some crazy things with election laws out there. We'll tell you about that. Michael in Baltimore, good morning.
Yeah, hey. As far as the Save American Act, I mean, I work at Amazon. 90% of their workforce here is 90% foreigners. With the SAVE Act, if they don't want to pass the SAVE Act, then tell them that we're going to have to put ICE at all the voting blocks if they don't pass the SAVE Act. I mean, Maybe that changed their all.
Well, that, you know, interesting you should bring that up, because that was floated yesterday by some, I don't know if it was the White House that did it, maybe, but they're talking about to reopen the government, because it's partially shut down now, TSA and all that. They're talking about that they would reform some of the stuff, and one of the things that they would agree to allegedly would be they would not put ICE in sensitive locations, meaning schools, hospitals, churches, and voting precincts. So that was floated yesterday. Don't know whether that's going to happen or not, but it's a good point you make, Michael. Thanks so much for calling in. Appreciate that. All right. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about much more, including the Joe Kent situation. We've got much more news on that. Barnard County Council rejected repealed the Wayne Catch Bill. That was the golden parachute. After that, they got caught on that one, so that thing got repealed. And they also rejected the bill banning masks for ICE, because Izzy Patoka is the only one who supported that bill.
There's no excuse for ICE behavior, wearing masks, creating terror. It's just, it's not how a law enforcement entity ought to act.
Yeah, well, then they had a little bit of a run-in with the Fraternal Order of Police in Baltimore County, and he changed his tune and backpedaled.
The fact that Baltimore County officers only wear face masks for safety reasons or harsh weather conditions, plus the fact that by law we're required to wear our name badges with our last name and ID number on them. Are you going to pull your bill?
The intent was, you know, the behavior of ICE is not the behavior of the Baltimore County Police Department. But in order to make the bill viable legally, this is what my lawyers have told me, is that you can't just target one agency, ICE.
Yeah, that would be unconstitutional. And this is nothing more than election year pandering by a man who wants to be your county executive, but hopefully never steps foot in the office. It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to KC and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Senate Republicans have advanced the Save America Act, requiring ID and proof of citizenship to vote. Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
Even the Democrats who are complaining loudly about this required a photo ID to get into the Democrat National Convention. And there are a number of our colleagues, Democrat colleagues on the other side of the aisle, who require a photo ID just to attend their official events.
Democrats have used terms including voter suppression and Jim Crow 2.0 to describe that bill, which will now go up for debate in the Senate. Israel's defense minister says Iranian intelligence chief Ismail Khatib is dead, killed by the Israeli military. Israel Katz adds that significant surprises are expected throughout this day on all fronts. Go west, young man, and if you do, take along an air conditioner.
Cities like Phoenix and Las Vegas are accustomed to triple-digit temperatures, but not in mid-March. And in San Francisco...
Yeah, usually it's not this warm in March, so this is kind of a nice surprise.
Excuse Jessica Ling for just wanting to soak in the warm, sunny weather at Chrissy Field Beach in the Presidio.
Yeah, this is very enjoyable.
Thomas Jamar is visiting from Texas.
Like, I've been out here before, and it'd be like so cold... I gotta have a sweater on.
Justice Ruiz was walking a small pack of dogs.
Like, we go to the beach every day, and this is perfect weather.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Venezuela has won the World Baseball Classic for the very first time, rebounding from a blown eighth-inning lead to beat the United States by a score of 3-2. The Americans lost their second straight WBC final after winning the championship back in 2017. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 216 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 162 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So my friends over at Pure Talk have been sending me customer feedback from consumeraffairs.com, where thousands of people rate and review the top wireless providers. Here, for instance, is a nice note from James in Raleigh, North Carolina, who writes, quote, "After hearing Mike Rowe's ad, we made the switch to Pure Talk, and we couldn't be happier. We went from spending $1,200 a year with T-Mobile to $420 with Pure Talk. Thanks, Mike. Switch today!" Pure Talk is saving James $820 $1,000 a year. And because he literally wrote the words, "Switch today," in capital letters with an exclamation point, I'm going to go ahead and dedicate this commercial to him. So folks, take it from James in Raleigh, North Carolina. Pure Talk can give you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on the same 5G service the big guys are overcharging you for. Just dial #250, say Mike Rowe. You'll also save 50% off your first month. That's #250 to save an additional 50%. Thanks, James.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Both the tunnels now with about a 20-minute delay. Southbound 895, the old tunnel thruway, is back to the Urban Avenue ramp. 95 now, not quite back to Moravia Road and Pulaski Highway, but slow enough before Eastern Avenue that will also post a 20-minute delay there. JFX, if you're downtown early, you'll have no problems at all. The Beltway now with the normal delays on the Parkville side, filling in on the Interloop at Green Spring. And way early this morning, we started with the normal backup on the outer loop from 795 going down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another very cold day ahead of us, mostly sunny with highs in the low 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the low 30s. Come Thursday, a warm-up gets underway with highs back in the 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
25 degrees in Bel Air and 25 in Owings Mills at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Chris Van Hollen says the money that's been spent on the war in Iran could have helped millions of Americans. He says on Facebook that in addition to the lives lost and the fact that it's making the U.S. less safe, the Iran war has cost $12 billion so far. Van Hollen says the money could have provided health care for 1.3 million people, SNAP benefits for 5.5 million people, or universal pre-K for 900,000 children. A Baltimore County man has entered a guilty plea in the murders of a Middle River woman and her granddaughter. Jury selection for Brian Cherry's trial had already begun when he struck a plea deal on Tuesday. 75-year-old Iona Sellers and 29-year-old Autumn Harvey were killed inside a home in the unit block of Teos Circle in July 2024. No sentencing date has been announced. And state delegates in Annapolis have passed the Utility Relief Act that aims to lower energy bills for Marylanders. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 605, the pick 4 2757. 705 on Casey and Company. Steinout Sports coming up next.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And at 705 Sports, brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Now, it was disappointment again for Team USA last night, falling to Venezuela in the WBC Championship. 3-2 was the final. The Americans mustering only three hits against six Venezuelan pitchers, but trailing 2-0 in the eighth, Bryce Harper giving the Americans some hope.
Harper sends a fly ball.
Joe Davis had the call on Fox. Harper smashed, tied it at two in the eighth, but Eugenio Suarez doubles home the winning run in the ninth off Garrett Whitlock. Team Venezuela prevails 3-2. After the game, manager Mark DeRosa was asked, after losing twice in 23 and 26, if asked, would he manage again?
Why? If you saw how hurting the guys were in that locker room right now, you'd know why. I mean, for some reason, this WBC has become a tidal wave of emotion for a lot of guys. You get it.
Meanwhile, disappointment in Dayton, Ohio for UMBC basketball as well.
No good. Retrievers will have a chance to send it to overtime. Diggs, cross-court pass.
Jordan Ken had the call on True TV. DJ Armstrong's potential game-tying three at the buzzer failed, and the Retrievers coming back from a 14-point deficit fall short. 86-83 the final. Retrievers end an historic season at 24-9. Jalakai King led UMBC with 19 points. Birds and Tigers tied yesterday 1-1 in Lakeland, Florida. Chris Bassett looking sharp again for Baltimore. 5 1/3 of shutout ball, 3 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Today at 1:07 p.m. in Dunedin, Florida, against the Jays, with Albert Suarez on the hill for Baltimore. Coming up in 30 minutes, the details are out on the Trey Hendrickson deal. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@wcbm.com. And you can text the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up on this hour, Maryland Sheriffs versus your local PD. Interesting email I received yesterday. I'll share with you. Why we need the SAVE Act. We have discovered some pretty disturbing election issues that we'll share. Top story here today is the resignation that reverberated in Washington yesterday. That is the counterterrorism director, Joe Kent, who, again, Green Beret, saw combat operations. Thank him for his service. I don't know him personally. I have followed him. I do know that he ran for Congress on several occasions, lost. I do know that his first wife, Shannon, was killed by terrorists in Syria. I do know that his second wife is a Sidney Blumenthal radical lefty. I do know that you know, Joe Kent has changed his mind and opinion on the threat of Iran. I do know that Joe Kent is a good friend, close friend of Tucker Carlson. And Tucker Carlson has proven in the last year or so that obviously he's just anti-Trump and any kind of military action whatsoever, which is his prerogative. He can question all he wants. But it's not President Trump that has changed. President Trump has been steadfast in his approach to Iran for 40 years. And it is Joe Kent has changed. He resigned yesterday. And he wrote, "I cannot in good conscience support the ongoing war in Iran. Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation. It is clear that we started this war due to pressure from Israel and its powerful American lobby." That was the thrust of his allegations. That prompted Caroline Leavitt, White House press secretary, to dispute that resignation, say there are many false claims in this letter. But the fact that Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation is something that previous presidents all agreed on. Most NATO countries all agreed on. Most of our allies all agreed that there is an imminent threat from Iran. And so did Joe Kent. Joe Kent, in a January 20th screenshot on X, this was posted by President Trump yesterday. He said, "We should not sit and wait for the next attack. Wipe Iran's ballistic capability out and get our troops out of Iraq. There are only targets now." So he was for 6 years ago, he was all for taking Iran out as a threat. Tulsi Gabbard put out this statement. She hired Joe Kent. That Trump was overwhelmingly elected by the American people to be our president and commander-in-chief. As our commander-in-chief, he's responsible for determining what is and what is not an imminent threat, whether or not to take action he deems necessary to protect the safety and security of our troops, the American people, and our country. The Office of DNI is responsible for helping coordinate and integrate all intelligence, provide the president and commander-in-chief with the best information available to inform his decisions. After carefully reviewing all the information before him, President Trump concluded that the terrorist Islamist regime in Iran posed an imminent threat. President Trump was asked about that yesterday in meeting the Irish Prime Minister.
Well, I read his statement. I always thought he was a nice guy, but I always thought he was weak on security, very weak on security. I didn't know him well, but I thought he seemed like a pretty nice guy. But when I read his statement, I realized that it's a good thing that he's out, because he said that Iran was not a threat. Iran was a threat. Every country realized what a threat Iran was. The question is whether or not they wanted to do something about it. So when somebody is working with us that says they didn't think Iran was a threat, we don't want those people, because, and there are some people, I guess, that would say that, but they're not smart people or they're not savvy people. Iran was a tremendous threat. And virtually every NATO nation, and this is the thing.
Yeah. So there you have it. It's the president saying that he was weak on national security and that it's a good thing that he is out. I'm going to tell you why this happened and what I think would happen behind the scenes and why there's so much MAGA infighting going on right now. 713, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And we're in Annapolis right now, I-97 right at the split at Route 32, and still a good pace, a little cloudy through the area this morning, so the sun, not a big factor right now. We're still okay through 178 all the way down to the merge at 50 and I-97 with the lanes clear, and then at Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge, no problems, very good shape on the Bay Bridge, 3 westbound, 2 eastbound, and no delays right now through there. Beltway, yep, has picked up all the morning delays. Both the tunnels running right now with anywhere between a 15 and 20-minute delay southbound with the lanes clear. And the JFX, we had a look, and you're doing fine from Ruxton Road moving south through the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast today, cold but sunny, low 40s, overnight temps in the low 30s. Things begin to warm up just in time for spring Thursday and Friday into the 60s by Saturday. 26 and cloudy in Millersville, 25 in Middle River. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, President Trump on day 16 of the ongoing combat operations and Operation Epic Fury went on to talk about NATO. And I think he's proving his point how much NATO is really all us. It's all the United States. These other countries, England, Spain, Germany, Italy, whatever, they're really dependent upon us to come in and pull their bacon out of the fire. But when we want their help, we need their help, they're nowhere to be found. And he said he thinks NATO would be, that's making a foolish mistake.
But I was surprised to see that NATO, while they agree that it was a very important thing to do, they agree fully. Nobody said, oh, you shouldn't do it. They would have had a nuclear weapon within 1 month of when we had the B-2 bombers bomb the nuclear potential. I call it the nuclear dust. So I think NATO's making a very foolish mistake. And I've long said that, you know, I wonder whether or not NATO would ever be there for us. So this was a great test, because we don't need them, but they should have been there. The other thing is, and I think, you know, very important, we didn't have to be there for Ukraine. You know, Biden chose to spend hundreds of billions of dollars on Ukraine. And I guess the head of Germany just made a statement that, well, they weren't involved and they have nothing to do with the war. But at the same time, they think we did a great thing by knocking them out. Nobody wants to have Iran or anybody, but nobody wants to have Iran with a nuclear, because these people are crazy. They're absolutely crazy.
Yeah, he's right about the theocratic murder mullahs of Iran waiting for the return of the Mahdi. That's their Islamic Armageddon. They are certifiably crazy. And the last thing, President Trump has always said, they would not be allowed to have a nuclear weapon. And every president in the modern era has said that as well. He's the only one to really act on it. As far as NATO's help, he said we really don't need them.
Well, we don't need too much help, and we don't need any help, actually.
Yeah. So, again, you had Starmer out there floating aircraft carriers after the fact and others. And now Romania is saying, we're not going to cooperate, even though the KC-135s are allowed to land there. So all these countries are showing their true colors. And I think President Trump is setting the stage for perhaps an exit from NATO. Why should we pay all the money and bear all the and be the world's policeman? Let them defend themselves. Let them put their own money in defending their own, raising their own armies and their own navies and their own air forces in their countries, and let them defend themselves. Why should we have to defend these other countries? And he was also asked, when do you think we're going to be leaving Iran? When do you think combat operations are going to fold up?
We're not ready to leave yet, but we'll be leaving in the near future. We'll be leaving in pretty much the very near future. But right now they've been decimated from every standpoint. And again, we've had great support from countries in the Middle East, great support. But we've had no support from NATO.
Yeah. How about that? The Gulf states, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Oman, United Arab Emirates, etc., they all want us to finish Iran off once and for all. But our NATO allies could care less. Isn't that interesting? And why is that? Well, who do you think runs NATO besides us? It's the globalists. It's the UK. And they don't want to upset the global order. Here's why I think is happening, why this is going to take a little bit longer. First off, the Strait of Hormuz must be secured, all right? Because 20 to 25% of the world's oil goes through there. We don't need their oil, but the rest of the global economy needs their oil. So that's gonna happen. Number two, there's still the 60% enriched uranium that we have not located, as to my knowledge. Now, maybe we have. And we're taking steps to remove that. But that's got to be taken out of the hands of the murder mullahs. Because you can still make a dirty bomb. And they can unleash that on any city in the Mideast. Here in the United States, they could do it. I mean, Joe Kent, I remember him testifying last year that there were 18,000 terrorists that were led into the United States, some from Iran, under the Joe Biden regime. So clearly there are imminent threats from within and without as well. So keep that in mind. I think we'll probably get that enriched uranium out of the country before anything else happens there. Elsewhere, Biden judge is blocking RFK Jr.'s childhood vaccine schedule and invalidated the key vaccine advisory panel. There's a war against the MAHA movement. An angry Biden judge is targeting Alina Habba, tossing out attorney orders, ejected leaders from Jersey. I keep hearing rumors that Pam Bondi is on the chopping block and that the names to replace her would be Jeanine Pirro or Alina Habba. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer has subpoenaed Attorney General Pam Bondi to testify on compliance with the Epstein Files Transparency Act. And Chief Justice Roberts took a veiled shot at President Trump the other day. He says judges around the country work very hard to get it right, and if they don't, their opinions are subject to criticism, but personally directed hostility is dangerous, and it's got to stop. End of quote. And that's the way it went down. 423 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Coming up next, the MAGA infighting, and I think what's really behind Joe Kent's resignation. It's 7:21. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Up men awning to batter. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember up men. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
7:23, traffic weather on the freeze, and the latest here on Wednesday morning, hump day, rush hour, I should say.
Either one.
It could be the hump hour.
Could be the hump 15 minutes.
You know what you need to do. Could be the hump minute. Who knows? Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Sloppy Joe Johnson.
Southwest side of the Beltway, I've been looking over around I-97 and up through 648. Haven't put my finger on it yet, but it's slow. So if you're coming up I-97 from Ferndale, then you're taking the Beltway going up towards Camp Meade Road. We know they had some construction in that area overnight. Then we had a report there may be some debris on the roadway, but it is slow as you make that transition from I-97 north and then come up the Beltway, eventually up to the VW Parkway. And then it seems like it gets better through that area, so a little bit slow. Even I-97 southbound is a little bit slow at the merge where the Beltway starts to move you south towards 648. New wreck coming out of Pikesville, Reisterstown Road at 7 Mile Lane. All your normal delays on the Beltway. JFX is still good. 15 to 20 minute delays about right now, about the normal delay southbound at both the tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold and sunny today, low 40s for the high. Right now we're looking at the cloudy skies, 26 in Pasadena, 25 in Glen Burnie. So the MAGA infighting, I'll address that here real quickly. I'm not going to get into the names because they're too numerous to mention here, but some of them are personal beefs, some of them are political beefs. But many of these people, they have something in common. They are making massive amounts of money from their podcasts, from their social media accounts. These are paid influencers who do not always have President Trump's best interest at heart. It's all about feathering their own nests, their own egos, so on and so forth. Some of them I used to follow. I don't follow anymore. Some of them I've never followed. But one thing is for sure, it's growing. And the reason why it's growing is because whenever the global world order is threatened, they push back, and they push back hard. And I believe this might be this psyop now with Joe Kent might be the latest. And understand what President Trump is doing with the Strait of Hormuz, with the strike on Karg Island, and now with the latest here with Joe Kent. He is resetting the world order, the global power. We're not going to be reliant on the EU and NATO and some of our so-called allies, which have been giving us the bums rush here. And the global water fight's nasty, and they fight hard. And in the Joe Kent situation, the media is using his departure to drive a wedge inside the MAGA coalition, and there are some all too willing to welcome that. And what is now being pushed is, according to the global order, I think they're using the Joe Kent document to manufacture religious and ideological warfare within the Trump movement. Anti-Semitism is pitted against Zionism. You have Islam against Christianity. You have faction against faction. We're seeing it play out. And all these. This is the oldest trick in the globalist playbook. You know, try to, if you can't destroy it from without, see if you can do it from within. If you cannot beat a movement, you fracture them from within piece by piece. And this is exactly what is going on right now. It's the oldest trick. And so, again, I think that's what's happening here. I think what happened with Joe Kent, I'll be honest with you, we're hearing reports from inside the Pentagon and the White House that he may have leaked information to his good friend Tucker Carlson. All of a sudden, Tucker Carlson's out there saying that the CIA has intercepted his text messages. Well, how would he know that? How would he know the CIA did that unless he was getting information from inside from his good buddy Joe Kent? So this is all part of it. I understand people don't like what's happening in Iran, but I think President Trump certainly he ran and campaigned against these endless forever wars, these never-ending wars. I don't think there's any intent on his part to get us involved in that. I think you're going to see this wrap up. He's got a game plan in spite of what the left is saying, and I think we just have to trust his judgment and see where this all plays out. But make no mistake about it, this is the elitist, the global world order pushing back against Trump because that's what they do.
I'm sure that's some of that happening, but I don't. Okay, first of all, there are paid influencers on both sides. Everybody makes money. Everybody has something to get. Sometimes people just toe Trump's line because they want his favor, but that doesn't mean they're being sincere or not either. I mean, look, I know a lot of other people that I don't listen to Tucker Carlson or Megyn Kelly or anybody, you know, whoever the boogeyman right now. But our natural response was, I don't know if this is a great idea. Is this America first? You know, there are a lot of people that genuinely are concerned, especially when we've already lost so many lives. I have a nephew who's a Marine who could be certainly called in if this gets expanded. And I think this is the thing. Aside from all whatever the drama and theatrics and all the players on both sides, I just think that it should be still okay to ask questions. And no, I love President Trump and I don't want to hurt him or the movement or whatever, but I feel like the reason that our country has gotten into so many problems as it is because there's been sheep on both sides, right, for so many decades. You know, the left listens to their demigods and their TV shows, and they get brainwashed, and we sort of do that on the right, and you're not allowed to challenge, you're not allowed to think for yourself. So I just don't want us to keep doing that. I think the way that we got President Trump is people started critically thinking, because it is bigger than him. It's a certain set of values and what we want to, you know, keep on going. So, you know, maybe with President Trump, I do trust him, but maybe he's just paying for the sins of a lot of others. We've been lied to so many times about the Middle East. This will make it better. There's a threat, blah, blah, blah. And it never ends. So maybe Trump really will end it. But I think a lot of people's concern is not because of President Trump, but just because it's never, you know, we've never been told the truth in the past.
Yeah, I understand that. That's a legitimate concern, and no one can say you can't question this. I think if Joe Kent really, what he should have done, he should have had questions, should have talked to President Trump, and maybe just resign instead of making this a public thing about, you know, with his conscience and so on. The guy has come out repeatedly in favor of taking out Iran. Now, all of a sudden, it's against his conscience. I just think, you know, that's a credibility issue for him, and I think that this is what they do. They try to undermine the president. We saw it in his first term. They're trying to do it now in his second term. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A Baltimore County man has entered a guilty plea in the murders of a Middle River woman and her granddaughter. Jury selection for Brian Cherry's trial had already begun when he struck a plea deal on Tuesday. 75-year-old Iona Sellers and 29-year-old Autumn Harvey were killed inside a home in the unit block of Teo Circle in July of 2024. No sentencing date has been announced. State delegates in Annapolis have passed the Utility Relief Act that aims to lower energy bills for Marylanders. The measure would use more than $200 million to boost local energy generation, modernize the grid, and provide at least $150 a year in savings for most households. It also includes $100 million in direct refunds for ratepayers and new rules to hold utility companies and data centers accountable for causing rising costs. The measure now moves to the Senate. The Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office will be hosting a community town hall this evening. The Solutions PAC meeting is expected to cover a number of issues, including public safety, juvenile engagement, smoke shops, and more. There will be representatives from the Maryland Alcohol, Tobacco, and Cannabis Commission, the Department of Juvenile Services, and youth outreach programs at the town hall. The meeting will take place from 6 until 8 at Digital Harbor High School in Baltimore.
And there's an $8,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and felony charges in a double shooting that claimed the life of a woman in West Baltimore. 29-year-old Chloe Weems was found with multiple gunshot wounds in the 900 block of Poplar Grove Street on November 24th last year. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're getting a slowdown now going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. I just saw one of the police cars go into the southbound tunnel, so I'm not sure if there's a stoppage there, broken down vehicle, not sure yet. Still showing two green arrows going in, which indicates that the lanes are open, but there may be something there because it got very slow right there in the last couple of minutes, and the tail end of the backup on 895 is back almost now just beyond the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 is carrying the heavy traffic, and again, very slow today going into the tunnel, but all four lanes are open, and from this vantage point, we can see that all four green arrows are open through that area down to 395, so no stoppages there. There's a new fire call in the city, second big one this morning, this one at Edmondson Avenue and Poplar Grove Street over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another very cold day ahead of us, mostly sunny with highs in the low 40s, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the low 30s. Come Thursday, a warm-up gets underway with highs back in the 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Political overtones loomed over last night's WBC final as Venezuela took the field against the USA. And in the end, it was second place yet again for the Americans.
The United States down to its last strike.
Venezuela, the best in baseball!
Joe Davis with the call on Fox. Roman Anthony striking out to end the game in the hopes of Team USA as Venezuela captures the World Baseball Classic. 3-2 was the final, and with it, national pride that went far beyond the baseball diamond. Bryce Harper hit a two-run shot in the eighth to tie the game, and Orioles shortstop Gunnar Henderson was benched again in favor of Bobby Witt Jr. and Alex Bregman. The pair combining to go 0-for-6. Henderson did pinch hit in the ninth and popped to third. Speaking of the Orioles, they tied Detroit yesterday. 1-1 was the final, with Brian Ramos providing the offense, a solo shot in the fifth. After the game, manager Albernez on the young third baseman trying to win an MLB job.
I've seen him in Cleveland when he was with Chicago. I mean, he had a monster series against us in 24, so I've seen the flashes of his tools.
Don't sleep on Ramos. Ramos 3-for-4 yesterday, 10-for-29 on the spring speed and power. A sidebar, Chris Bassett looks all tuned up. 5 1/3 innings yesterday for Baltimore of shutout baseball. During Trey Hendrickson's introductory news conference last week, Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta was asked about his level of concern about signing an edge rusher to a long-term deal that would mean keeping him in Baltimore until he's 36 years old.
Just watch the tape. You know, he's quick, he's fast, he's aggressive, he's got great hand use, he can bend, he finishes, he chases, retrace, whatever you need him to do, he can do it. I love the passion he plays with. He knows our division. He's a student of the game.
But the breakdown of Hendrickson's contract shows less confidence. The deal is worth $112 million, but over the first two seasons, only $40 million is guaranteed. In 2028, Hendrickson's age 34 season, none of his salary is guaranteed. There's a $4 million annual signing bonus through 2030 and incentives for sack totals. So basically, after two seasons, the Ravens could wriggle out of the deal with a low cap hit. Caps back in action tonight. tonight, trying to lift up their flagging playoff hopes. Host the Senators at 7:30 p.m. Other hockey news, a big blow to the Edmonton Oilers. Star forward Leon Draisaitl is expected to miss the rest of the regular season. The Hart Trophy winner with a lower body injury. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Max Crosby airs it out.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
We'll have the audio of Max Crosby on his podcast. I think it's called Out of Pocket, painting a completely different picture from the one that Eric DaCosta and the Ravens are portraying.
What is he saying?
He's saying basically that he just felt that something wasn't right from the moment he came to Baltimore. It took him 5 hours to see DaCosta. He didn't see him right away. He wasn't greeted, you know, quote-unquote, properly. He talked to Jesse Minter. The conversation felt off. And he just had a really weird feeling about it from the time he landed in Baltimore. Now, having said that, Baltimore did, provide transportation for him. They got a private jet. They did the whole thing for him. But he just didn't feel right about it at all.
Yeah, were they going through the motions?
It seemed like that. So I've got the audio. We'll play it at 8 o'clock and 8:30 this morning. Again, this is Max Crosby's version of the events on his podcast, where you can talk freely, much more freely. Just didn't feel right about what was happening in Baltimore.
Wow, that's interesting. All right, we'll see what happens. Thanks, Gary. 7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Why we need the SAVE Act, with Republicans working to pass the Save America Act in the Senate, which probably won't happen, to safeguard election integrity. There's a new report out of Washington highlighting a potential danger to American elections that Democrats obviously don't want to talk about, and some Republicans as well. It's a danger that comes from the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, and in a document obtained by Just the News, confirmed officials who have knowledge of the investigation, China was able to electronically infiltrate unidentified American election systems as part of a cyber espionage campaign. Redacted Chinese intelligence officials analyzed multiple U.S. states' election voter registration data in order to conduct public opinion analysis of the 2020 U.S. general election, according to the document. The memo is entitled Cyber Operations Enabling Expansive Authoritarianism. It was quietly declassified in 2022, got no attention from either Biden or the media. So 6 years later, we learned the U.S. intelligence community had yet to fully inform the American people or Congress the breadth of evidence it possesses of China's actions, how Beijing got this data, and what operations it took or were contemplating. And again, this relates to voter registration, not actual voting systems. And so this is something that, remember, the Trump DOJ has been asking for this data, and many states have cooperated. Maryland has not turned over this data to the DOJ, and now we're finding out that the Chinese have it. They hacked in to our systems, and they got it. Maybe that's the reason why some states, like Maryland, don't want to give it, because maybe they knew that the Chinese hacked, and they didn't want to share. If it weren't for John Ratcliffe, we'd never know. So, again, our voter registration data, very well here in Maryland, could be in the hands of the Chinese. I think the Trump administration needs to make more of this, especially since it may or may not have had a factor in what happened in the November 2020 election. The second part of the election problem that we need the Safe America Act is what's happening out in California, and I'm sure all across the country, is that the homeless are being registered to vote under false names, under fake addresses. James O'Keefe of the O'Keefe Media Group recently put an undercover video exposing California elections fraud cash for ballot scheme.
The petitioner, Brenda Brown, hands cash money to the homeless person, not only for signing the California ballot initiative, but also as payment for them to register to vote.
Now, because you haven't registered, I need to register you so I can get paid, too. I'm paying you guys. I need to get paid. Come on, my son.
That is a federal felony. And it didn't just happen once. It happened over and over and over again. We personally witnessed and covertly filmed this happening at least 28 times over the span of our investigation. And that is just in Los Angeles. Many of the homeless have zero understanding of what it is that they're actually signing.
But what is that petition for?
You know the petition for?
The petitioners instruct the homeless to enter made-up addresses like Pinocchio Lane.
Do I put it in my address?
And all of this occurring just outside the front doors of shelters and NGOs such as Weingart Center, which have received hundreds of millions of dollars in government money.
U.S. Attorney Bill Assaley responded to the O'Keefe report saying under 52 U.S. Code Section 10307C, it is a federal crime to provide false information on a voter registration form or to offer payment to complete a voter registration form. We shall see what Attorney General Pam Bondi and others do in the investigation, pursuit, and maybe prosecution of all individuals responsible, including NGOs, charities, other nonprofit organizations that are participating in this kind of voter fraud. And it's, again, as you heard from O'Keefe, 28 separate occasions. Just on one day, they saw it on a street in Los Angeles. 743. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all. By the way, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Give us a call right now. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Good luck. Right now, here's Chuck with an update.
Never saw the reason for the slowdown, but 895 got really slow in the last 15 to 20 minutes going into the tunnel. They're coming out at Child Street and getting down into the area of the toll plaza. So it could have been just a broken down vehicle there temporarily, but now it's backed us up, backed us up on 895 back beyond Pulaski Highway. So now we're going to stretch it out. We're going to go 20 to 25 minute delays, and then the word gets out and 95 starts to deflect and take some of that traffic over towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and now that's slow back to the bridge at Pulaski Highway and Moravia Road. Also 25 minutes there on the southbound side. All the lanes are open, but we just have that delay right now that has stretched out just a bit. The new active fire call, Poplar Grove Street at Edmondson Avenue. Two alarm fire early this morning. They're still there on Hillsdale Road at Liberty Heights Avenue. That detour is still underway. And if you're downtown, right around the Harbor Place area, had a minor wreck about 20 minutes ago at Light Street at Pratt. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a cold but sunny day today. Low 40s back down to the 30s tonight before things start warming up Thursday through Friday. By Saturday, we should be into the 60s as we engage spring fully here. Right now, we're 25 and cloudy in Dundalk. It is 26 in Pasadena. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. Our contestant today is none other than Lisa. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last.
All right. Well, good luck. Here are your three stories. Story one, a father in Maine has filed a lawsuit against his son's school district for making him recite the DEI Pledge of Allegiance during the school day. This is at the Falmouth School Department in Maine. The teacher apparently printed out the pledge, handed it to the students, and made them pledge allegiance to diversity, education, and inclusion. Story two, data centers now are turning to robot dogs to protect them. AI is driving historic build-out of these massive data centers, spanning dozens of acres. And Boston Dynamics and Ghost Robotics see an opportunity to provide mobile security with robot dogs. Now, story three, two U.S. citizens, both of them male, are being given safe haven in Ireland at the expense of the Irish taxpayer in an asylum accommodation. They're two able-bodied American men who identify as women, and they're claiming that they are in fear for their identities living in the United States. So they've left the United States, gone to Ireland, where now they're the responsibility of the Irish taxpayers. And as you might imagine, the Irish are not too pleased. All right. Is it story one, father sues over the pledge to DEI in school? Story two, robot dogs now protecting data centers? Or story three, two Yankees hanging out in Ireland that are trans that are being protected by the Irish taxpayers?
Hanging out?
Yes. Or living, residing, I should say.
Meet out.
That would be, exactly.
I think the tuck rule is underway in that case.
No, you could very well be true on that one. All right, we'll start with Maggie. Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning. And I can almost, I am sure that number three has got to be the fake, although you're probably hanging with Rosie. Right. You know.
I heard you wanted to come back now.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
See, that's my homeland, on according to genetics.
She actually wanted to share a sloppy Joe with you.
Kristen,
what are you thinking?
I don't know. All right, I believe the main stories are between two and three, but I'm going to say three. We knew Ireland takes in all the illegal aliens, but I don't know that they would take these two Americans.
Kristen goes for story number three. Chuck?
Three, please.
Chuck also goes for three. Lisa?
I was going to go with two, but Kristen's always right, so I'm going to go with three.
Thank you. That's a kiss of death, though.
Yeah. Says it. Could very well be. Story one, the teacher in Maine, the parent is suing the teacher in Maine over the pledge to DEI. That is our fake news story of the day.
Oh,
sorry about that, Lisa. Thanks for listening, calling in, and playing the game.
Flames.
Yeah, indeed.
Well, I should have known. Did you get during one of the Irish ceremonies yesterday, where he said, you know, because Ireland takes in so many illegal aliens, he's like, I think we have more Irish people here in America than you guys do on your island. So, all right, I should have known.
I didn't hear that one. Oh, my gosh, that was brutal.
There you have it. 7:48, let's go to the phones here. Aaron in Harford County, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Sean. So at the bottom of the last hour, right before the break, you were talking about the game that is being revealed to the entire public of the world. And that is this boogeyman proxy of the global establishment. And the point that I made to Kristen prior to air is that I, as a simple accountant, you know, a degreed accountant, businessman for 20-plus years of my personal career, have worked with insurance brokers to secure those things for our businesses. Lloyd's of London has always been in the background of my mind, because I've had to deal with contracts that have popped up with their name on it.
Right.
The mere fact that they can cancel unilaterally without any recourse in a monopolistic way shows the entire financial game that these global elites have bought into. We all ask the question as to how Congress gets rich, but the better question is, how do these powers that be get enough intelligence and information to be able to manipulate the market space in times of less than ideal risk? And I think that's what most people need to take away from this Iranian conflict, is that it is not just a kinetic war. There is the aspect of the proxy of Iran that is set up to facilitate the financial market manipulation. And quite frankly, the fact that Joe Kent resigns over moral objections, with that in the background, as a common man, as my gas price explodes by $1 per gallon, is abhorrent. I hope that he goes to the dustbin of history, personally.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens to Joe. He might be headed in that direction, along with many others that claim to be MAGA, claim to be America First, claim to be Trump supporters, and then their actions indicate otherwise. Look, you can question everybody, including the current president, but I do think when you look at the actions, they do speak louder than words, and his credibility has, I think, been ended just by that screenshot of him arguing that Iran had to be taken out because they were a threat to their neighbors and to the United States, and that was 6 years ago he felt that way, so obviously something changed. Not that you can't change your opinion, but I just think there was again, this is all being done, I believe, by the globalists. They're putting a lot of pressure on President Trump. I think the most outrageous thing is this: one of these influencers just wrote the other day that he believed President Trump staged his own assassination. That's how ridiculous it has become within some, not all, but some within the MAGA movement. 7:51, you're listening to KC and Company. And coming up next, we'll take a look at Maryland Sheriff versus the PD. An interesting email that I want to share with you regarding their responsibilities and roles in just a moment. You're listening to KC and Company.
Over over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
That southwest side of the Beltway, again, just back down here at I-97, where it comes into the Beltway, and then you come up the Beltway towards Camp Meade Road and the BW Parkway. It's been slow. It's a little better now, but still slower than it should be, and we never got anything reported. No reports of any accidents. There may have been some construction in there, but it's still slow. So if you're coming up from Ferndale at 648, that's why the ramp is slow as you're joining the inner loop. And then some heavy traffic as, of course, you're moving towards Annapolis now, I-97 at Route 32. And we'll start to see the normal delays as well for the heavy traffic on the JFX, really in Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. 20-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a cold today, sunny, highs in the low 40s, overnight temperatures in the low 30s. Tomorrow and Friday, mostly cloudy, highs will be in the 50s. And then on Saturday, we're looking at the 60s. So just hang in there today and tonight, and things start warming up tomorrow. 30 right now, windy Ocean City, and it is 22 in Reisterstown. So yesterday, we were talking about the sheriffs in Maryland, and they're cooperating with ICE, and how they're the governor tried to, you know, virtue signal and pass this emergency legislation banning cooperation, formal agreements with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents. And, of course, they said they would now enter in with informal agreements. And we had a number of sheriffs that had a press conference yesterday, along with Lieutenant Colonel, the day before, I'm sorry, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. There was Sheriff Chuck Jenkins, Sheriff Gaylor, Sheriff DeWeese of Carroll County. We'll speak with his competition, I guess, as opposing candidate, I think on, is it Monday? Monday, thanks, Kristen. And that is Mr. Landsman, who is running against DeWeese. But anyway, I made a comment regarding Jay Fisher of Baltimore County. Where's he been on this front? And I did receive an email anonymously from the Baltimore County Sheriff's Office. And I thought it would, since I did call Sheriff Fisher out and saying he was mailing it in, I wanted to at least share this with you. And so we could clarify. And this individual says the sheriff that are actively working along with ICE are the primary law enforcement for their county. They do not have a separate police department. For the counties with a police department, the sheriffs do not directly engage with ICE. For example, the Baltimore County Sheriff's Office oversees court security, prisoner transport between facilities, and to and from court, serve summonses, and make arrests for non-payment of child support. If a prisoner was brought into the court for a hearing and is to be released, the prisoner would still be returned to their jail. ICE would need to arrest them from the jail. We are not equipped to hold prisoners overnight. Our cells are for detaining inmates as they await their trial and return to jail. End of quote. So, all right, I get that. If you're not the primary law enforcement agency for your county, as sometimes county sheriffs are, then, you know, obviously your responsibilities are a little bit less than what those are at primary law enforcement. I would still think that if you knew that the status of the person that you were transporting or you had in custody is that they were an illegal alien, that you could still call ICE and say, hey, we're holding such and such an individual. They're in the country illegally. Can you come get them? I don't know what the protocol is on that. I think Baltimore County is pretty much can put the kibosh on that. But the other thing for Sheriff Fisher, and he's not anywhere to be found. And I just, let's say recently the argument over the Youth Charging Reform Act, which we saw a number of prosecutors and sheriffs all publicly speak out against it. For some reason, we did not hear from Sheriff Fisher. And he's not the only one. There are a lot of sheriffs we've not heard from in other counties and other jurisdictions. It seems like it's the same guys over and over again. It's Jenkins. It's Mike Lewis in Wicomico County. It's Jeff Gaylor in Harford County. It's DeWeese in Carroll County. And some might point out that it is an election year, and he has found his voice of late. But that being said, there are maybe a half dozen to a dozen sheriffs and prosecutors that continually speak out against what Maryland Democrats are doing. Now, some of them are, like Sheriff, Kogan down in Baltimore City. He is a Democrat. He's beholden to Democrats. He's not going to speak out against Democrats. I get that. Some of them are political animals, but again, I would think no matter what your political stripe, the law is the law. And if what legislators are doing are impacting your ability to enforce the law, I would think whether you're a Democrat or Republican or independent or whatever the case may be, you would want to speak out against that, because public safety should be, unlike Governor Moore, public safety should be priority number one. So I do appreciate whoever that is in the Maryland Baltimore County Sheriff's Department reaching out. I do appreciate that clarification. Thank you so much for listening. And we want to make sure that we are accurate and at least being fair to those involved. All right, coming up next, the Democrats passed their energy gimmick bill out of the House. We'll analyze and explain. It's 8 o'clock on Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Israel and the U.S. continue eliminating the upper ranks of the Iranian leadership. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz says the Iranian intelligence chief has been killed by the Israeli military. And Katz says there will be more significant developments in the war today. All of this as Iran continues targeting its Arab Gulf neighbors and Israel as well.
Iran is lashing out following the killing of one of its top leaders in an airstrike, with attacks on its Persian Gulf neighbors and Israel, using some of its latest missiles to evade air defenses and killing at least two people near Tel Aviv, as the war in the Middle East shows no sign of slowing. Israel, meanwhile, has kept up intense pressure on Lebanon, with strikes, it says, targeting Iran-backed Hezbollah militants, hitting multiple apartment buildings in Beirut and killing at least six people. In Iran, the Bushehr nuclear power plant complex was hit by a projectile, but there were no injuries and the plant suffered no damage. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Senate Republicans have set the stage to debate the Save America Act, the bill requiring ID, proof of citizenship to vote. House Speaker Mike Johnson, watching things from his side of Congress, takes note of the Democrat opposition to the election integrity bill.
It's ridiculous for them to oppose it. We are cheering along the Senate Republicans in trying to force this through. Hopefully, we can get this to the president's desk for signature.
Multiple polls indicate a landslide of support for the Save America Act among voters of all stripes. What will the Federal Reserve do about interest rates? We'll find out later today. Fed policymakers and their latest two-day meeting. They are expected to leave rates right where they are, at least for the time being. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures up 165 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 121 points. And the S&P futures better by 25. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Finally, the southwest side of the Beltway here getting a little better. The inner loop now looks better coming up through the ramp at I-97 and then heading up towards the BW Parkway. So that's loosened up a little bit, so that's good news. Whatever it was has corrected itself. Everybody else on the Beltway is pretty much with the normal delay for the traffic through Greenspring, and even that's not too bad right now. Passing Greenspring towards the JFX over towards 83, we're slow through Parkville. The west side has been fairly consistent this morning with the normal delay, yep, and it's still stacked up right here from 795 down to Frederick Road. We're still in the area, 20 to 25 minute delays, a lot of heavy traffic south going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another very cold day ahead of us, mostly sunny with highs in the low 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the low 30s. Come Thursday, a warm-up gets underway with highs back in the 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
24 degrees in Pikesville and 28 in Edgewood. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A judge in Anne Arundel County has declared a mistrial in the case of a man accused in the 2024 kidnapping and murder of 47-year-old David Winchester Jr. The jury in the trial of Marquise Mayo was deadlocked after more than 2 days of deliberations, leading the circuit judge to declare the mistrial. Mayo and two others are facing charges for allegedly shooting Winchester and leaving his body in a wooded area in the 900 block of Spa Road. Police believe Winchester was abducted in Baltimore by Mayo, Jamar, and Monet Fincher. There's no word yet on a retrial. And two people were under arrest in connection with a bank robbery in Baltimore. Officers were called to the bank in the 5000 block of Sinclair Lane shortly after 4 p.m. Tuesday, and the teller told police that a woman passed her a note announcing the robbery. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 605, the pick 4 2757. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. If you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it, we're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, the Ravens are on the hunt for players to make up for the 11 free agents that walked out the door over the last 10 days. Adam Schefter reporting that former Browns tight end David Njoku visited Owings Mills yesterday, and that's important in that the Ravens have lost both Isaiah Likely and Charlie Kohler to free agency. They have signed Durham Smythe away from the Bears. Meanwhile, on another front, the Max Crosby drama took an interesting turn yesterday, with the star edge rusher making his first public comments, and they were explosive comments at that on his podcast about his interactions with the Ravens, this one on how uneasy his introduction was in Owings Mills from the start.
Like, before I left, I wanted to see the head coach, just chop it up, talk football, talk ball. Like, he's a defensive guy, never met him before like that, so I wanted to chop it up. So I didn't get to meet with him till the end of the day. I didn't get to see the GM at all. I thought I was going to see him when I first got there. I didn't see him for 5 hours.
So he didn't come out the whole time you're testing or doing your physical. Everyone's talking about
never.
The GM never came once out to see you.
And I don't know why. I'm not going to speculate. I didn't see him one time. I even asked the girl. I was like, "Where's Eric at?" Like, I want to say, like, you know what I mean? Like, he just made the trade. Like, I didn't see him for 5 hours. So,
and we've got much more from Max Crosby on that coming up in 30 minutes. The world-renowned surgeon that operated on Crosby telling him to disregard what the Ravens were saying about his knee. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, online casinos be legal in Maryland? There's a push for that. The enemy and the Democrats continue to pose a threat here in the good old U.S. of A. But our top story here today in Maryland, the general insane asylum, the Democrats' Achilles heel is energy. Energy costs, energy prices, energy rates, energy supply, all of the above. And they are quickly trying to CYA with this gimmick of a bill called the Utility Relief Act, unveiled by Governor Tax and Spend More and other top lawmakers, estimated, they say, to save us. They're going to save us $150 a year, $12.50 a month. I don't know about you, but I'm still at a net loss, even with the Democrats' magnanimous gesture. My bills have gone up by $100 or more, thanks to the policies, the green agenda of getting rid of fossil fuels and replacing it with clean energy, which we do not have enough of to power this state. Things got a little bit squirrely on the House floor yesterday. Here's Delegate Robin Grammer with another Democrat facing off.
The idea that Reggie reduces cost might be one of the biggest lies I've ever heard, and I want to speak to that briefly.
Madam Speaker, he's accusing a member of lying on the floor.
Yeah, that would be accurate, because you've been lying through your teeth to the people of Maryland for the last 4 years. First, that Climate Control Act of 2022. Remember, this governor wants to end the sale of all fossil fuel cars and trucks by 2035. Okay? In 9 years. You are, according to this governor, you're not going to be able to buy one here in the state of Maryland. You may be able to own one. I guess there'll still be gas stations. But good luck with that. Dollar Bill Ferguson, who, by the way, is an employee of a solar company, somehow is that's not a conflict of interest in all of this. He says the Empower Act is the thing that they're changing.
Empower is the bulk of it. There are other policy changes that will lead to additional savings. We can't put an exact dollar amount on that, so that's why we're saying at least an up to, at least $150 per year.
At least you'll be saving $12.50 a month on your bill. And the Republicans quickly pounced on that.
$12 a month. It's unacceptable. It's not enough. You heard it from the horse's mouth. $12 a month when the average Marylander is paying hundreds more.
It's not enough. It's not going to make a real difference.
Of course it won't. It's not going to make a real difference, except they can say, listen to what Speaker Peña Melnick said yesterday as the bill passed the House. Quote, this bill will save money now. It will save money in the future. This bill is worth voting for because you can go home and say you did more. This is immediate, but it's also the future. They're not actually interested in doing more and being people to vote. They just want to say they did it. You can say you did more. You can say you gave the ratepayers of Maryland relief, but not actually. So there you have it. Delegate Matt Morgan talks about the CEF fund and Reggie and the rest of it all being nothing more than an energy slush fund for the Democrats to take money, taxpayer money that we've already paid out, and put it back in our pockets and tell us, oh, yeah, we're giving you a rebate.
Let's call what Reggie really is a green slush fund to be raided by politicians. Money from the CEF funding has been transferred to the state budget the last 2 years.
Yeah, and you know what? Democrats think you're too stupid to figure that out. The Democrats in this state think that, we're going to pull the wool over the eyes. You know, $1.67 billion in massive tax increases last year. And it's amazing. And now, of course, they give us $40 back here, there, and now $12.50 a month. So you should get on your knees and pray to tax and spend more and the Democrats and thank them for what they've done. 8:13 traffic weather on the threes. The update now, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Interloop at Green Spring is a little bit slow now. It's slower than it was in the last 30 minutes when we checked it, but it's okay after the JFX and then over towards 83. But it is backing up towards Park Heights Avenue and may back up towards the ramps at Reisterstown Road. The Parkville side of the Beltway has already started to clear out. That's good news. The west side has picked up a little speed now from 795 towards Liberty Road. There had been a report there may have been a broken down vehicle in that area before Liberty Road. I don't see the impact. Doesn't mean that it's not there. Could be on the shoulder, but it's doing okay. And then after I-70 towards Frederick Road, some gaps in the traffic. So that's good news. We have the cloud cover today helping us out through the area. Both the tunnels still pretty busy, though, southbound coming in from Eastern Avenue on 895. And 95 has been slow even beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So we're watching that, and it's still pretty heavy on the southbound side. And then as we go through downtown, I'm just changing the camera here to 95 and Russell Street, 395, and that interchange is good. All the lanes are open. The sky ramp is clear, and everybody's okay on 95, both north and southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold and sunny today, low 40s, tonight low 30s, starting to warm up Thursday, Friday into Saturday, first day of spring is Friday, by Saturday into the 60s, cloudy 24 in the city, 24 in Parkville. From the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time for America's 250th birthday celebration. America's 250 birthday celebration, sponsored by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. As we go back to our founding fathers and the Revolutionary War and what the some of the events that led up to it, after 4 months of widespread protest in America, the British Parliament repealed the Stamp Act, a taxation measure enacted to raise revenues for a standing British army in America. The Stamp Act originally was passed in March 22nd of 1765. It led to an uproar in the colonies over that issue that ended up being the major cause of the revolution. Taxation without representation. Enacted in November of 1765, the controversial act forced colonists to buy a British stamp for every official document they obtained. The stamp itself displayed an image of a Tudor rose framed by the word America and the French phrase "Honi soit qui mal pense," shame to him who thinks evil of it. The colonists, who had convened the Stamp Act Congress in October of 1765 to vocalize their opposition to the impending enactment, greeted the arrival of the stamps, as you might imagine, with outrage and violence. Most Americans called for a boycott of British goods, and some organized attacks on the custom houses and homes of tax collectors. After months of protest and appeal by Benjamin Franklin before the British House of Commons, Parliament voted to repeal the Stamp Act on this day, March 18th, 1766. However, on the same day, the British Parliament passed the Declaratory Acts, asserting that the British government had free and total legislative power over the colonies, which was like pouring napalm onto the fire. So you can see, for 250 years, we have tried to rid ourselves of the British imperial system, the British financial empire. We fought not one, but two wars, Revolutionary and the War of 1812. That war continues to be waged today. And the general that's leading the charge isn't General Washington. It's General Donald J. Trump, as President of the United States, who's now seeking our economic independence from the British Empire. And that's a look at America's 250th birthday celebration, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it. You need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic, the office relaxing, and you'll get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that could be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
Just like clockwork, I just saw that Joe Kent is scheduled for Tucker Carlson tonight on his podcast. Travis says, Sean, globalism, I don't believe, is a movement. Just like true black is not a color, rather it's the absence of color. Similarly, globalism does not have principles. It's simply a lack of principles. It's a rat race for the crumbs that fall from those who have either been in the race longer or started ahead in it. The social media podcast icons you reference used to believe in a movement that was bigger than themselves, but now they believe that they themselves are the movement. That pride that makes them easy pickings for the money that flows toward the absence of principles, that is globalism. I get that, Travis, but I do believe we would all be very naive not to think there isn't a movement. There is a gathering of financial elites. They gather every year in Davos, Switzerland, at the World Economic Forum, led by the billionaires, the millionaires, the elected officials, the elitists, some of them who run very big Fortune 500 companies. Remember, they are the ones that came up with the slogan, "You will own nothing and be happy." That certainly sounds like it's a movement to me. And it's a movement that dangers America and the America First movement. So I do think that we're watching now as they are threatened, and they are pushing back. They're pushing back hard, and they're trying to fracture the MAGA movement and try to undermine President Trump. And that's all I'm trying to point out here to listeners. Believe me, I'm not a paid influencer. I get no money for this. This is my job. This is what I do. I get compensated for what I do, but not for my opinions either way. It's 8:21. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Planning for the future is something we all say we'll get to someday.
but someday has a funny way of sneaking up on us, doesn't it? I'm Dr. Amanda Young, and I'm the CEO of Wesley Secure Care. We are a Maryland nonprofit organization that helps people who want to stay in the home they love while still planning for whatever care they might need down the road. It's called Continuing Care at Home, and honestly, it's one of the smartest ways to age, with independence, security, and peace of mind. Here's how it works. You join while you're still active and healthy, and in return, you get the promise of lifetime care right in your own home. That means if you ever need help, whether it's a little support after surgery or full-time care, we've got you covered. No last-minute scrambling, no wondering who to call, and no sky-high bills for long-term care. And it's not just about care. Our members have access to a personal care coordinator who helps with everything from finding the right plumber to managing care services and transitions. It's like having your own personal advocate for aging well, someone who knows you and your preferences long before you'll ever need them. The best part, you keep your independence and get to stay where you are the happiest, in your home. And you will have the peace of mind knowing that if your care needs change, you already have that covered. Think of it like long-term care insurance plus a whole team that actually helps you use it when and how you need it. So if you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead and stay in control of your future, Wesley Secure Care is for you. Find out more today at wesleysecurecare.org or give us a call, 410-324-2400. Because aging well shouldn't mean giving up your home. It should mean enjoying it longer.
Hey, WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County.
Chuck, did you just hear Sean say he doesn't get paid for this job?
Not as I get paid for my opinions. I did say I get compensated for my job, but nobody pays me to sway my opinion one way or the other, like many of these podcasters
well, we don't
do.
Know that that isn't the case for some of the
well,
other
some,
media influencers.
Some of them I know they are.
You got to make money. Yeah. Nothing's free.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. You could have to make money, but you can make money the honest way, or you can try to deceive your audience and get paid for something and not tell them that you're paid for that opinion.
Give me a dollar. I'll give you my opinion.
Yeah, you are a dollar. I have a dollar. I can give you.
Good morning. I'll give you my opinion for nothing.
Yeah. In fact, I'll give you $2 for your opinion this morning. Because I know you're working. You're hurt. You're working.
Oh, the price is going up. I like that. 95, we're looking at you live here coming into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Eventually, we're still backed up even before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And both the tunnels today just been extremely heavy southbound and still backed up. So we're still in that area. I think we're 895 now. We may be under 20 minutes southbound, but 95 right here. You're sitting here at Eastern Avenue and before that, and from there getting into the tunnel and going through and coming out on the 395. It's going to take you 20 to 25 minutes southbound. No problems. Everybody's moving, but you're still backed up with that delay. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
525 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a cold and sunny today. Highs in the low 40s. Overnight temperatures in the low 30s. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly cloudy. Highs in the 50s. Back into the 60s by Saturday, just in time for springtime, which is going to feel much, much relief at that point. Right now, we're looking at cloudy skies this morning. It is 29 in Stevensville, 25 in Glenburn. I did run across it's a rather lengthy piece, but I wanted to share some of it with you. This is from a guy that, his name is Matt Van Swall. He's on X. And I just share some of these thoughts because it kind of hits home. He says, nobody asked for this. We witnessed one of the greatest political comebacks of all time. We won the presidency. We won the Senate. We won the House. We won demographics nobody thought were possible. We won in places nobody thought were winnable at all. And then, somehow, the most influential voices on our side decided what the most important thing to do with that historic mandate was to tear each other apart. Right now, as you read this, the Democrats are doing exactly what they always do after they lose. They're not bitching and moaning at each other. They're not pointing fingers on podcasts. They definitely are not busy demoralizing their base. They are organizing. You see, the paid protesters, you think They're not good at organizing. Think again. Now, on the other hand, our podcast crowd is in full-blown public meltdown. They would make the Real Housewives producers look like total biatches. Zero people in the conservative base asked for this. Not one person. Not a single person any of us have ever talked to in real life is sitting there thinking, what I really need right now is to watch my favorite podcasters go to war with each other. We're thinking about our mortgage, our kids, our country. We want to win. We want results. We want people with the biggest platforms and the loudest voices to wake up every single morning with their guns drawn and all the guns to be pointed at the exact same target. But instead, we're getting this nonsense. I cleaned that up. And everyone, every single person on the right is exhausted by it. This is obvious if you spent 5 minutes outside of a podcast studio talking to actual conservatives, you know this to be true. We, the real people on the right, are tired. Not tired of fighting, we're tired of watching the fight go in the wrong direction. We want the border secured. We want the grocery bill to come down. We want our kids to get a real education. We want Democrats out of power at every level, school board, state legislature, Congress, all of it. That's the assignment. That's always been the assignment. That's what we care about the most. Instead, what we got was grown adults with eight-figure audiences spending their airtime on personal beefs that does absolutely nothing for a single voter anywhere. Every minute spent on an intra-podcast drama is a minute not spent helping flip a house seat. Every episode built around attacking someone on the same team is an episode that could have explained to a persuadable voter why they should never vote Democrat again. The opportunity cost of this is staggering, and nobody's willing to just say it. We are sick of it. And it's insanely dangerous. You know who doesn't do this? The Democrat Party. They're absolutely ruthless about one thing. When it's time to win, they fall in line. They swallow their pride. They campaign for people they cannot stand. And they just effing win. They are not confused about who the enemy is. Elections are won in margins. They're won by turning out people who almost didn't show up. Right now, the margins are sitting right there for the taking, wide open. The question is, can we regroup? Can we marshal our resources and our forces? Yes, there are going to be differences within any movement. Difference of opinions, questions about actions taken by the president, by the administration, by each other. But at the end of the day, if we don't come together, as they said in the declaration, what was it? If we don't hang together, we're sure to hang separately. And that's what's going to happen in the coming midterms. Apparently, we have not learned that lesson as of yet. Okay? Sometimes people get too big for their britches and need to be brought back down to earth. Again, kudos to Matt Swall on X for writing most of that. I had some of my own opinions in there as well. All right. Coming up next, should gaming online, casino gambling, should it be made legal here in the state of Maryland? It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, the update with Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Thanks. A Baltimore County man has entered a guilty plea in the murders of a Middle River woman and her granddaughter. Jury selection for Brian Cherry's trial had already begun when he struck a plea deal on Tuesday. 75-year-old Iona Sellers and 29-year-old Autumn Harvey were killed inside a home in the unit block of Teo Circle in July 2024. No sentencing date has been announced. State delegates in Annapolis have passed the Utility Relief Act that aims to lower energy bills for Marylanders. The measure would use more than $200 million to boost local energy generation, modernize the grid, and provide at least $150 a year in savings for most households. It also includes $100 million in direct refunds for ratepayers and new rules to hold utility companies and data centers accountable for causing rising costs. The measure now moves to the Senate. And the Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office will be hosting a community town hall this evening. The Solutions Pact meeting is expected to cover a number of issues, including public safety, juvenile engagement, smoke shops, and more. There will be representatives from the Maryland Alcohol, Tobacco, and Cannabis Commission, the Department of Juvenile Services, and youth outreach programs at the town hall. The meeting will take place from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. at Digital Harbor High School in Baltimore.
And there's an $8,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and felony charges in a double shooting that claimed the life of a woman in West Baltimore. 29-year-old Chloe Weems was found with multiple gunshot wounds in the 900 block of Poplar Grove Street on November 24th last year. She was taken to a hospital and pronounced dead a short time later. A man survived the shooting. And earlier this year, Baltimore police released surveillance video of a vehicle that may be connected to the shooting. Anyone with information should contact Metro Crime Stoppers. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping.
Woo! For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
It's been one of those mornings at both the tunnels where 895 has just been very slow. And again, today it's just crawling down the hill and then going into the tunnel. But we see traffic coming out of the tunnel and working its way towards Child Street. So there's nothing in the roadway. We have not had any word of any broken down vehicles, but it is dead solid as you're coming south from around the Eastern Avenue Bridge on 895. And then 95 next door, they get the word. And, of course, all that heavy traffic goes there. 95 is still backed up as well, even before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. JFX, last check, no problems. Parkville side of the Beltway is already cleared out, but the inner loop through Pikesville is still slow through Greenspring over to the JFX, and we're still right in the same old spot from 795 Liberty Road, I-70, going down to Frederick Road on the west side outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another very cold day ahead of us, mostly sunny with highs in the low 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the low 30s. Come Thursday, a warm-up gets underway with highs back in the 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
3 years ago, it was Mike Trout striking out to end the World Baseball Classic. Yesterday, it was Roman Anthony.
The United States down to its last strike.
Venezuela, the best in baseball!
Joe Davis with the call on Fox. Roman Anthony striking out to end the game in the hopes of Team USA as Venezuela captures the World Baseball Classic. 3-2 was the final, and with it, national pride that went far beyond the baseball diamond. After the game, manager Mark DeRosa asked if he was surprised that his Team USA offense didn't do more.
I mean, surprised because of the names on the back of the jersey, right? But not surprised because of where they're at in spring training.
No Gunner, by the way, in the starting lineup again, although he did pinch hit in the ninth and popped up. Closer at home, Chris Bassitt looked sharp yesterday for Baltimore, going 5 1/3 in a 1-1 tie with Detroit. 3 hits allowed, no runs for the right-hander. It'll be the Birds and Jays today in Dunedin, Florida. The game time is 1:07 p.m. And then there's Max Crosby on his podcast called The Rush. At 8:05, we played the audio from Crosby about how odd it was that he didn't meet Eric DaCosta or Jesse Minter for 5 hours after he got to Baltimore. Then this, when he finally did meet them.
I dap him up. And I could just tell, like, the energy was a little bit off. And the GM was standing in, like, the hall, like, in the room next to me to the right. And that was the first time I seen him. And, you know, I'm just in my head, like, I'm just, this is a whirlwind. Like, I'm so excited, like, fired up, you know what I mean? Like, this is a new opportunity, whatever. And you could just tell the energy was off. Like, I dapped him up. He had, like, a blank face. And I'm like, okay. I'm not thinking anything of it. Maybe he's just different. I don't know.
And then the Ravens, of course, nixing the deal for the star edge rusher because of long-term concerns about his knee. Crosby saying that his world-renowned surgeon taking issue with the Ravens' assessment.
He's like, your knee is great. You're exactly where you're supposed to be or even ahead of schedule. He's like, you're doing everything right. He's like, they know you had your surgery 9 weeks ago. It's obviously, if you get an MRI, like, he's like showing me literally like the actual literature of like, this is where a knee is supposed to be at from a meniscus repair. Like, there could be MRIs that could be misleading because it's still fresh in surgery and this yes. and that. He's like, listen, you're doing everything right. Everything's going well. We're going to keep sticking to the plan. He's like, you will be back by training camp. That is
wow. Explosive comments from Max Crosby yesterday on his podcast. The time now is 8:37. When we return, the timing here is critical.
Hey, you guys, listen up.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast. If you missed it, here's your chance. The second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium. I'll be hosting a live, unscripted fireside conversation with a special guest. No script, no spin. Just a straight conversation about what is really happening right now. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com, and I will see you there.
All right, so you asked an interesting question between 8 and 8:30, and that was, when did the Ravens know that Trey Hendrickson had lowered his price? Like, was it when Max Crosby was in the air coming to Baltimore? Was it after he had landed in Baltimore? So here's some timing, okay? So Max Crosby came to Baltimore on March 9th. That was last Monday, and he flew to D.C. because they didn't have a direct flight to Baltimore. So he was in here on the 9th. He took his MRI on the 10th. He took his MRI in Baltimore. An MRI usually takes 1 to 3 business days to get the results back, but you can expedite it.
Right.
Obviously, the Ravens did in this situation, and they probably got it back within hours, within 4 or 5 hours. And that's why it took the Ravens 4 or 5 hours to meet Max Crosby, because they wanted to see those MRI results first. That's why Max Crosby was kind of twisting in the wind until that time.
So you're saying that they saw the MRI results before they met Crosby?
No. They saw the MRI result because he took the MRI in Baltimore.
Okay.
So he landed on Monday,
right.
Took the MRI on Tuesday in the morning, and then waited 5 hours until the Ravens met him because they expedited the MRI results. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so to answer your question about the Trey Hendrickson thing, Trey Hendrickson may have lowered his price. We don't know when, but they didn't move on Trey Hendrickson until after the MRI results came back. I believe, and I don't know this for a fact, but I believe that the Ravens moved on from Max Crosby to Trey Hendrickson after the MRI results, not before the MRI results. Right. In other words, they didn't have buyer's remorse or cold feet.
Well, obviously, Max Crosby said he going to adapt him up and really get sort of they just weren't all that enthused.
Well, but that was after the MRI results had come in.
So was there buyer's remorse at that point?
No. Well, there was an injury.
I gave up 2 first-round picks. I watched my roster get decimated. You, what, lost 5 or 6 guys by that point already?
Right, but that was after the MRI results.
Okay.
In other words, I believe that if the MRI results came back good enough, they would have kept the trade.
Okay. Fair enough.
That's where we are.
Thanks, Gary. It's 8:39. 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Maryland's taking in billions of dollars from gambling as more residents lose money and addiction rates climb, from lottery tickets to casinos to mobile sports betting. The state has expanded legal gambling in recent years, generating more than $1.6 billion in revenue for last year. But the same system is fueled by a lot of losses. For instance, an estimated $2.5 billion is what Marylanders lost in a single year. And so the question is the state profiting from an increasingly addictive product? And when you look at it, Marylanders lost roughly $1 billion playing the state lottery, $500 million betting on sports. Casino revenue totaled roughly $2 billion last year. If half the casino gaming revenue came from state residents, that means in total, Marylanders could be on the hook for $2.5 billion in losses in a single year. Now they're thinking about legalizing online casinos, which could make it even worse. Now, how did your bet play out? If you played the lottery, every $100, you lost $36. If you did sports betting, for every $100 you bet, you lost $11. And so it is now, obviously, the house always wins. We know that. The odds are against you winning significantly in any. That's why I call it gambling. I've never been a gambler. I've occasionally placed a bet here or there for fun, but I've never, said, I don't, if I go into casinos, I don't play the games or blind, none of that. To me, it's just throwing money away. But that's me. That's my personal opinion. Bill Hinman is a recovering gambling addict, and he says this addiction is a very powerful one.
You know, we call this the hidden addiction because it's a lot easier to hide than a substance use addiction.
Yeah. And I've seen families, and I've seen people in families that have been destroyed, have been eaten alive by those with gambling addictions. And Hinman says, look, you can't underestimate the power of this addiction.
Gambling addiction is way underestimated. It's the most financially devastating addiction out there. And I think for that reason is why it has the highest risk of suicide of any other addiction.
Yeah, any addiction is powerful. We've seen addictions where, whether it's substance abuse or porn or drinking or all of the above. They're very powerful. They're very debilitating and can ruin people. And Hinman says this might be the worst, though, because, you know, in many cases, now I understand the sports gambling, you can take your phone out and do it over your phone. Lottery, you got to go somewhere to buy your tickets. Casino gambling, you usually got to go into the casino. But if you have that casino in your pocket, he says, then that's going to make things all the worse.
I know the addiction. When you have a casino in your pocket, it is not a good thing.
So the question here is, should, again, and there are people, lobbyists out there that campaign for fairer gambling. They want online casinos. Right now, they're offshore. People are still gambling. They're doing it online. You can play blackjack and roulette and all that other stuff online, but they're all offshore accounts. And apparently, the spokesman for the governor, when he was asked if his office supports efforts to legalize, they said, they quote, Maryland's approach to gaming must be grounded in balance and responsibility. Existing gaming revenues do support key priorities like education, and Maryland also funds treatment and prevention efforts for problem gambling. And here we know, although it's still a small percentage, the problem of gambling addiction has doubled from here in Maryland from 1.6 to 3.1%, and for moderate gambling problems increased from 4 to nearly 6%. So gaming problems and addictions are on the rise. The question is, do we want to make it legal to have online casinos here in the state of Maryland or not? 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Both the tunnels still just plodding along, nothing major, but still backed up beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge on 95. That's going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And then at least 95 and the interchange at 395, the lanes are open. 895 has moved down just a bit, but still backed up before the O'Donnell Street ramp. The Beltway, still some areas that are slow on the inner loop through Pikesville, through Greenspring, over to the JFX. And the west side, even though there are some breaks in the traffic, it's still a long line as you're coming south through Liberty Road, I-70, down through Frederick Road, and then much better as you're moving south from there towards 95. The inner loop coming up to Route 40 now is a little bit slow around Edmondson Avenue, up just past the bridge at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold and sunny today, low 40s overnight. Temperatures will be in the 30s, rather, low 30s. And tomorrow through Friday, mostly cloudy, highs in the 50s. And then springtime arrives on Saturday. We're going to be in the 60s by Saturday afternoon. Right now, 26 and cloudy in Dundalk, 27 in Millersville. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
All right, well, sadly, the Team USA lost the World Baseball Classic last night to Venezuela by a score of 3-2. But one player did extremely well throughout. He was, I think, a total of 6-for-15 and was one of the leading hitters on the team. That was that would be Baltimore Orioles infielder Gunnar Henderson, who for some strange reason was benched last night, didn't get the start, but did appear in a pinch hit a little bit later on in the ninth inning, where sadly too little too late. But I saw an interview with Gunnar, and he talked about what it meant to play with the Team USA jersey on the field in the World Baseball Classic.
I know you've been asked this 100 times during the WBC, but how proud are you to wear that name across your chest and compete for a title?
Yeah, this is my first time being able to wear it on a team, so it's very special event and moment for me, and I know for a lot of guys who's wearing it for the first time, so it's pretty cool, and we wear it with a lot of honor and a lot of respect.
Who are you playing for?
Honestly, all the those who served and serving currently, and then also my grandfather, he passed away about a month ago, so playing for him, and this whole season's for him. So.
How proud would he be to see you with those letters across your chest in the title game?
I know he couldn't be more proud right now, so yeah, all this is playing for him.
Yeah, playing for his country, playing for his grandfather, playing for his teammates, and playing for the military. Gunnar Henderson, we certainly hope he has a great year this year in the orange and black. And that, of course, is just an incredible response. Feel Good News brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, now celebrating their 47th anniversary.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
8:47, and Joyless Reid, who was kicked off of then MSNBC, now referred to as MS Now, once again had on her podcast a discussion with a bunch of other women who actually suggested that the women in the United States have it worse off than the women do in Iran. Here's what she had to say.
Now, I'm not saying that that regime is not bad, but by the way, our regime is not good. Our regime has secret police. They have secret police. Our regime is oppressing women, taking away abortion rights, taking away women's rights in like 26 states, some states where they're trying to have the death penalty for having an abortion. They also oppress women. They have the highest rate of women who are in STEM careers. We're kicking women out of the military, out of university. We're saying that DEI means women can't be hired for high positions in the sciences. We're marginally better. And we're doing it for Christianity. They're doing it for Islam, right? Yeah. So it's like we don't get told those things because it would take away the kind of American exceptionalism narrative that makes it easy to take our people and send them off to die in a war that we have nothing to do with, that we don't want.
Joyless Reid, may I suggest that you actually visit Iran and live there for a period of time and see how well you fare in the theocratic regime under the Islamic fundamentalist state. I'm sure you would not be anywhere near a podcast or a microphone or even a television camera, for that matter. Number one, this idea, no state has basically taken away abortion rights from women. They've placed restrictions on when you can get an abortion, but nobody's eliminated it entirely. In some states, like even here in Maryland, they've enshrined it in the state constitution. Go figure. And kicking women out of the military, we're only kicking women out of the military, especially these are men who pretend to be women and vice versa. Actual women, we welcome in the military. I don't know about you. I've seen all sorts of videos recently on X of F-22, F-15 pilots, B-2 pilots that are women. Yes, women pilots and aviators and helicopter pilots and so on and so forth. The only thing we don't allow women to do is combat on ground troops, ground forces. But women are certainly welcome and have an incredible role to play in the military. As far as DEI, and you think it's keeping women out of science, if you're smart enough and you can cut it on your own, you'll make it in the scientific world. What DEI does, it elevates people on a false platform instead of actually on merit. It's based on the color of their skin or on their gender. So once again, Joyless Reid is just completely clueless as to what the definition of America is all about. It's 8:51, 9 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Coming up next, the call to repeal the tech tax and much more here in the state of Maryland.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up at 8:53, Kim Plasek Live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Always stay tuned for Kim, always informative and entertaining. And don't forget, sign the petition, Save Our State. If you haven't done it yet, do so. Share it with your friends on social media. Go to our website, WCBM.com, click on the Save Our State message, and we're sending out an SOS. This is the year, 6 months to go until the election, probably in the first week in April. So we're just about a half a year away. Now's the time to make people aware of the important issues in this gubernatorial election, this midterm election, very important issues. And go to WCBM.com, sign our petition, and make sure that you share it with your friends on all your social media accounts. Do it today, WCBM.com. 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update with Lugnuts Johnson.
There's still some slowing on southbound I-90. Right at the merge at Route 32, but it gets better after the bridge at 178, and then you're clear all the way down to the ramps at Route 50. Bay Bridge, no problems. Three lanes westbound to eastbound. Still some slowing on the inner loop here at Greenspring Avenue. It gets better after the JFX and then over towards I-83. And the west side still has some gaps in the traffic. It's moving a little better now. The speeds are up somewhat, but it doesn't really break loose until we get past the ramps at Frederick Road. We're still a little more than 15 minutes, maybe closer to 20, with the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Today you'll feel cold, but it'll be sunny at least. So the sun will shine in your face while you feel cold. Highs in the low 40s. Overnight temps in the low 30s. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly cloudy. Highs in the 50s. Back into the 60s on Saturday as well. Right now, we're looking at 26 in Middle River, 27 in Pasadena. We're looking also at Steve Hershey, the minority leader of the Republicans in Annapolis, calling for the repeal of Maryland's tech tax following the new data. Showing the policy has dramatically underperformed initial revenue projections. We were told that it was supposed to be $500 million a year. Instead, in the first half of the fiscal year, collections are only $35 million, and annual projections have been reduced to roughly $110 million. That is a massive gap. You're 90% off in your projections. So, now the Democrats can blame the whoever it was, the Board of Estimates or the Legislative Review Board, whoever it is, they came up with these projections. I think you need a whole new, these so-called experts. They're basically picking it out of a hat. They're guessing. This is so far off that nobody can tell me this was an actual scientific, data-driven projection. You have to factor in everything, like how many businesses will leave the state, how many businesses will go out of business within the state. And we've seen this before with the furniture tax and all. Again, there's precedent for this in the state of Maryland. All you had to do is pay attention. Go read a history book, a Maryland history book, and you can see when you place these onerous, burdensome taxes on businesses and on individuals, they usually vote with their feet. That's exactly what has happened here. And so I would agree with the minority leader, but good luck getting the Democrats to admit that they're wrong and repealing this. Speaking of which, the Democrats once again pose a continuing threat to the safety of Americans, both as a party and with their propaganda wing called the media. An Obama appointee, U.S. District Judge Susan Nelson, ordered the release of a four-time deported MS-13 gangbanger from El Salvador with a history of rape. In January, ICE arrested this individual during a raid in Minnesota. Judge Nelson ordered ICE to release him, again, four times deported, and he's an MS-13 gangbanger. Isn't there a motto, murder, control, rape, if I'm not mistaken? I think those are the three components. History where, let's get them back into the community where you can find more victims to prey on. In an insensitive, not outright brazen display of disrespect for firefighters who were killed on 9/11, Muslims placed their prayer mats right in front of a plaque at the Fire Department of New York's headquarters that memorialized the 343 firefighters who died. We found out from an independent reporter who wrote about the prayer rugs, circulating a picture of them. For context, they were hosting an iftar dinner during Ramadan. But again, somebody had to see this was not the photo op that you wanted to take, especially after what happened on 9/11. And illegals caught with Molotovs were set free in New York. The Democrats' bail reform let potential terrorists walk. Shocking display of undeserved leniency. Three illegals from El Salvador were arrested on Long Island after police discovered two Molotov cocktails and a gasoline canister in their car during a routine traffic stop. But they were let free under the cashless bail system in New York. And New York's not the only one. We see it in many blue cities, many blue states, where people don't have to post bail. They're just let back out into the community where they can either flee the country or flee the state, or they're free to victimize once again. And I do think that it is time. I've seen the enemy media. We've talked about this for so long, how whenever there's a Republican president and there's a military action, they do their damnedest to misreport, distort, fake, manufacture, fabricate, pick one of the above. They actually root for the United States to lose. And it's happened again. CNN has been lying to undermine Operation Epic Fury's crushing success. ABC has been caught in a lie about threats off the coast of California. We've seen it just about everywhere. It's so bad that FCC Chairman Brendan Carr is threatening to revoke broadcasters' licenses over the Iran war coverage. And that includes the New York Slimes, the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Compost. Of course, they can't revoke their licenses. They have a First Amendment protection. But CNN, ABC, and maybe others can certainly you think twice. You think you're American media. No one's asking you to be cheerleaders. Just report the facts objectively and let the American people make their own conclusions. All right, stay tuned. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. And then we're back tomorrow morning, bright and early, with Mackenzie Frost and more at 6 a.m. on CBM. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio 6.